breaking down the game like you've never seen it before. Welcome to the Dojo of the Game with your hosts, Taekwondo and Steve the Dean Williams. Taekwondo, leader of the dojo, the sensei of the game, kicking down doors and breaking headboards all through the power of his spiritual and intellectual mind. Taekwondo is a dating coach, life coach, and an aspiring black scholar who merged intuition with intelligence. Have no fear, Taekwondo is here. Welcome to the dojo, baby. With 30 years fighting surface dwellers, grass-eating lions, PUAs, and cupcakes, Steve the Dean Williams is here to show you a side of the game most don't know about. Texting, putting your bid in, setting up your crib, and putting flavor in her ear and eyes are just a few skills you'll learn from him on the show. Get your notebooks out, ask questions, or call in. The dojo doors are open. Time to soak up this game.
All right, man. We live in the dojo, baby.
In the building, baby. What's going on, man?
Wait. You got your sword. All right. Well, I'm about to bring Lucille. you got your weapon. I got mine. We got our weapons. But no, what's going on, man? How you doing, man?
Man, the vibes is high. You feeling today, Steve?
Yeah. Hey, shout out to all your listeners out there as well, man. Hey, all the listeners, I never introduced them to the dragon. The dragon usually shoots some smoke and everything.
Yeah,
so we kicking out some smoke for a little while. But anyway, we got a good show.
That's it, man.
Yeah, so holla at us. Well, okay, what's the thought on the subject that you came up with, this dope-ass subject, brother? Talk to us.
Well, you know, just to run it down in simple terms, you know, it's the surface dwellers kind of thing. So I wanted to talk about, like, you are your game.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Game is, you know, the game is not your tactics. That's also a part of your game. What you do, what you say, what you don't say, what you respond to, what you involve your time in, that's all a part of your game. So game is everything. There's no moment to where you switch on or I'm about to turn the game on or turn off. Like, I'm not spinning game. Like, you are a game. Everything you do pays off or leads to something.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. A lot of these guys out here, they think the game is like a hat or a T-shirt that you could just take off and put on whenever you want to. And that's not the case. And that's what you and I try to tell these young men. You must be one with yourself and only yourself. And unfortunately for a lot of these guys, T-Dog, is that a lot of these guys out here is they're fighting against themselves. You know, again, I talked about being the prisoner and the warden of their lives. They're like in two belly in the same boat, rowing in different directions. On one hand, they want all these things, or they want to be a man. But then on the other hand, they're scared, or they worship women, or they don't believe in themselves. They make excuses. They're victims, or they become cult followers of these surface-dwelling guys.
No, you hear it in the questions. You know, somebody asked me a question today, like, you know, one of the crazy questions I got was, you know, when do you stop spinning game? You know what I'm saying? Because he was like, you know, if you get into a relationship, a long-term relationship with a woman, he's like, when do you stop playing games? And it was just funny to me because I could just see where, you know, it flew over his head. But this is what we're saying. Dudes really don't understand. They think it's some puppeteering or, you know, manipulating or masquerading or forcing or making anybody do anything. It just is what it is.
Yeah, you never stop learning. You never stop sharpening your sword because regardless if you're in a relationship or not, a relationship is just a part of who you are. It's not what you are. It's something that you do. You bring in a woman. A woman comes into your life and it gets to enjoy the spoils of being a man. But that man does not stop being a man just because a woman is there. That's like you and I stop working just because we're in school. Yeah, if we're in school, we got to stop being a man because that's two totally different things, brother.
And just as it is, you are your game. Just, and same thing in reverse. Game is you.
Yes.
So if you messing with a girl, this is what guys got to understand. It's nothing you turn on and off or you change and stop or start.
Yes.
Because if she meets you immediately, right, and you are yourself from day one, Now, she might not see all sides of you, right? But you're fundamentally who you are, and you always speak your mind. You're direct. You don't lie. You keep it real at all times.
Yes.
There's no surprise when she's messing with you a year later, except for the fact that you're always evolving.
Yes.
But the surprise comes from excitement and you know, what change and growth is going to come, not, well, this wasn't what I thought I got. This wasn't what I thought I wanted. He was faking. He was lying.
Yeah. Yeah. She and the problem I see with for so many young men out there, they just don't understand. I like to always say overstand. They just don't understand their self-development. See, the woman gets self-discovery of the man. See, the woman who by all means has, you know, the kind of thinking of, you know, the world is flat. This is as good as it's going to get. This is as good as I'm going to be in a relationship. But when she's with a man, he can educate her. He can elevate her. He can take her beyond her own thought, and every day with that man is a new adventure. But the key thing is the man learning about himself. See, we don't evolve for the woman. She's just the perk that comes along as I'm on my journey to discovering myself, to mastering myself. So many young men don't even understand that they have to master themselves.
And on top of that, they'll see the effect and not the cause. So, for example, you know, they'll be in public. They want that girl, and they can't talk to her. Not that they don't, you know, because obviously you do or you don't. It's a choice.
Yes.
But they feel like they can't talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
And the feeling of can't, you not being able to do something or it's not possible, anyone who believes in themselves does not even talk to themselves like that.
Yeah.
And then if so, you challenge yourself. Well, if I think it's not possible, let me prove that it is. And if I think, I don't never say I can't do something, I make it happen. And where guys get into the simple level of, you know, the effect of, that girl rejected me, or, you know, I couldn't approach her. And they don't understand where the cause is from that effect.
You know, instead of saying I can't, for your listeners and my listeners, instead of saying the can'ts and the don'ts as a surface dweller, why don't you say the don'ts as a man, such as far as, I don't expect immediate results. I don't waste my time. I don't try to fit in somebody else's box. I don't try to please other people. I can't change
from anyone.
Right.
Yep.
I can't. Right.
I don't allow fear to stop me. Exactly. I like what you say with that, because there's a different don't.
Yes, there's a different don't.
And there's a different can't.
There's a different don't, a different can't. Exactly. And when you cross over and this is the conversation you have with yourself, I can't give up. I can't walk away from myself. Mm-hmm. I don't have to give away my respect to someone who doesn't earn it. And see, those don'ts and those can'ts are the things that you should say instead of, I'm not good enough. Oh, she's too pretty. She'll never like a guy like me. No, that's surface dwelling, dog. You got to come down below, brother.
Oh, precisely that. Like, it's like, that's where it all starts, honestly, before you even approach that girl, before you even leave the house, before you even get out to bed.
Yes.
Do you know what you're introducing to the world? Mouth shut or mouth open? Were you middle of the circle of the party getting lit, or you in the back corner chilling to yourself? All of these actions, all of your words, your desperation,
mm-hmm.
your ambition, everything
yes.
leads to something. You got to know what you're doing. Nothing is doing something.
Yes.
It's leading to every game is you and you are your game. So it's there's no, nobody's watching, the cameras is off, or, you know, I'm going to just pretend that didn't happen. No, acknowledge it. Face it. Deal with the hard problems. As somebody asked me earlier today, he was like, he's trying to clean up his tracks. He goes, well, you know, I'm no pussy. I'm not a punk ass man, blah, blah, blah. But how do you get comfortable with confrontation and, you know, stuff like that? And I was like, you never do. You only get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Mm.
And that's the thing. Y'all look to be comfortable. Y'all want to be safe.
Yeah.
Y'all want to be comfortable, safe, pretty, unscarred, unscathed, and just perfect.
Yes. Guys out there, we got called. 99 will bring it 1 second. Guys, if you have a question, just put a Q with Taekwondo or put a Q with myself, and we will answer any questions y'all have. Just make sure you put a Q, because that's how we recognize that you're asking us a question. Area code 909, sir. What's your question? How can we help you, sir?
Steve, so I have the FMA fucking man attitude, Conversation Class 1 and the Alpha Code. And I'm writing my book right now from Conversation Class 1. And I'm, yeah, going through the Alpha Code right now. And, yeah, you just talked about, you know, your willingness and how far you're willing to go. So I wanted to right now put it on the table. Like, I'm willing to, yeah, go further. And I wanted to see what else did you have to offer right now.
Send me a message on the back end. We're doing a show right now, but I can talk to you. T and I can talk to you about the willingness to go beyond where you're at. Don't ever be willing to see. Here's the thing with a lot of guys. Don't say I'm willing to do something. Just do that thing. See, so many of us sit around and say we're willing to do. We want to change. We want to do this. We want to evolve. We want to be men, but you're still in the comfort. Like Taekwondo just said, the comfort of your own home. It's just that that's a comfort word, a words that a lot of young men use. T, what say you on that, my brother?
I mean, you hit it on the dot, because all of these words and terminology, I would, I could, I should, I'm willing, I can, I'm thinking, this don't mean something. That means nothing to someone who's a person of their actions.
Yes, always.
Like, that's not enough for me. Go to the car dealership and say, I will bring my car in and trade it in. They'll wait for you to bring it. They're not going to take that, I could. And nobody respects I could, should, would, can't, won't, maybe, if I'm thinking. So when you go up to that girl and you say something to her like, you know, you could be within it. Well, you should, and, you know, I want to, and this and that. What are you going to do about it?
There you go.
So at the end of the day, she's looking for action. She's looking for guidance. And if she takes the initiative, then I guess you made her do, because you shouldn't even have put yourself in that position. Don't be a coulda, shoulda, woulda, want to, willing, can guy. Be a man of action. Be a man of do or don't. You are or you're not.
You are or you're not. There's no middle ground, okay? So is there any other questions that you have, my brother?
No, that's it. Thank y'all for explaining that.
All right, 100. Great call, brother. Great call. Appreciate the call, sir. All right, guys.
On top of that, is like, how can y'all even be comfortable in the era of just nothing? I'm willing. I can. I should. I could. Like, what is? They are just in the same place that you were before you said that. Nothing changes. No result.
Yeah.
Put it in action or not. You're just thinking and wasting your own brain power, your own attention, your own conscious energy.
Yeah, and that's a shame, because they look so much on the outside, and they worry so much about what's going on the outside, and there's something on the inside that needs to be taken care of. It's like it's like individual, I won't say babies, but something they have to nurture their confidence. They got to nurture who they are, and when you're leaving those parts about you alone, that's why T-Dog, when they talk to a woman, they draw a blank, because the one that's supposed to speak for him, how is he supposed to speak for you when you don't even speak to him yourself? There's no communication amongst yourself. There's no trust amongst yourself. So why do you think he's going to speak up for you when he doesn't even know what to say, because he doesn't know you, nor you know him, T?
And just like that, in these circumstances, that a good indicator of that is, what emotion do you feel in environments of pressure?
Yes.
And why? So let's say you get anxiety. Are you anxious? Do you know why you're anxious? Are you anxious because, you know, you're waiting for something to happen? Are you anxious because you can't wait for it to happen? Like, that girl right there. All right, watch this. I'm about to go over there right now. You're excited. But if your anxiety is coming from doubt, fear, second guessing, you don't know yourself enough.
Don't at all. All right, we got a call. And guys, if I have the question, just put a Q in there. We got you. Area code 850, what's your question, sir, for myself and Taekwondo? What's up, brother?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's your question, brother?
So it's not – well, it is a question, actually. I put a message in Patreon for you, Ty. I just called. If you don't mind reading that is – that's basically my question.
Repeat the message. This is right. Your problem. Repeat the message. What is your question?
All right, no problem. Let me do that.
You don't need to read it. You wrote it, so you should know it. Go ahead and say it.
Nah, it's a fucking essay.
Well,
I'm
going to
read it anyway.
Question. Yeah, that's another thing, too. You know, once you get directly to the question, it'll be easier to address the problem.
Yeah, just let us know the question, and we can go backwards if we need to go. But this is part of your problem, especially even with women. If you can't explain yourself to two men, you won't be able to explain yourself to anybody. So what is your question, big guy?
Let me do that. So basically what I said was, as far as being approached, I don't like approaching people because feel like it fits more my character personality. I'm more introverted. I like staying to myself and stuff. And as far as like women, what is that?
Wait, give me a second. I just wanted to make sure I play the Excuse Fairy Crunch video while you're telling us all these weak excuses. Go ahead. Please continue. No, go ahead. Tell us how you don't want to talk to people, and tell us how you have anxiety.
Listen, this is also a part of you dealing with the problem, is being able to face it and pull it out as it is. You can't be afraid of the problem, bro, or you never get to the solution.
So are you going to ask your question, or do you want to keep telling us excuses on why we should feel sorry for you? I guess he hung up. What did I do?
The flavor of Excuse Fairy Crunch is back.
Well, that was strawberry flavor, but it does come in cocoa flavor. It does come in cupcake size. So make sure y'all ask a cupcake size. But no, but just what I want to say, we ain't trying to be mean to you guys. Listen, this is for that young man listening. This is the tough talk that most of you guys don't want to have, because you want the world to feel sorry for you, or you expect the world to stop what it's doing to cater to what you want. Nobody cares about you, me, or Taekwondo, but the right. game respects me, or Taekwondo and I, King's English. They respect us because we're giving back to the game by being real with ourselves. See, what say you, my brother?
And listen, just, you know, for the last caller, if you're still listening, and everybody in chat, just think about that, the introduction to the problem. I have problem approaching people. Because, well, I'm introverted, it doesn't really suit my style, it's this. What does that have to do with what you want? Do you want it or not? If you see a girl outside, do you want her or not? Do you want to talk to her or not?
Yes.
Do you want her number? Do you, like, you do or you don't, you are or you're not?
Yes.
So you're telling yourself, I'm introverted, I'm shy, I can't do this. I can't sit on my hands. I can't just let something eat me up on the inside like that. Yeah. Especially not no damn fear.
Yes, yes.
That don't feel good. And that's why I try to remind you, just think about how you feel when you talk like that, or how you feel when you stand there on the wall and just watch life go past you, and that shit don't feel good. And guess what? You feel it before, you feel it after. So you're going to feel it either way. And if it's going to be an uncomfortable feeling, you might as well choose which one you run.
Yes, sir. And we got.
I'm going to be uncomfortable putting myself on the lines, taking battle scars and getting damaged.
Oh, yeah.
Rather than sitting on the sideline and dying on the inside, holding my stomach. And, can she please approach me? I'm introverted. Come on,
but we got three calls, but calling, no knock on you. When you're saying that to us, then you're the same guy. If you get a woman, the first thing you're going to tell her is that I'm introverted. I'm shy. I really didn't know what to say to you the first time. Is it okay if I put my arm around you? Is it okay if you come over for Netflix and chick? You got to chill. Is it okay if I put the tip in? I mean, you're going to be thinking like that, big dog. And women don't want that, man. All right, we got three calls.
Man, you can't even go over there and tell her what you want. I mean, how she come to your bedroom, what are you just going to do? Just sign language?
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
Start writing it on a piece of paper, sliding a note to her.
And she'll give you a sign language. This is her sign language. That's her sign language, okay? All right, guys.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. All right, we got five calls. All right, area code 310, then 702 next. 310, what's your question, brother? How are you, man?
Hello, is that me?
Yeah, it's you, buddy. What's going on?
Yo, okay. What's up? All right, cool. I didn't know someone else was there. I'm a different animal. I'm not the same guy. I'm introverted, but I still talk to whoever I need to. You know what I mean? But my question is, I formed this question from watching actually one of Ty's videos, Mr. Dojo himself. That's what's up, man. And nice to meet you, fine man. But my question is, how do I know when I don't know?
What do you mean, sir? What do you mean?
Because you got to, like, all right, so in one of those videos, I was talking about, a life skill you should have is, like, to know when you know, and you need to know when you don't know, mm-hmm. and, like, how do I apply that to, like, I'm trying to apply that to every case in my life. Like, for example, like, if I'm having trouble with something, like, I feel like, okay, I think there's something that I don't know here. I don't know what, but I think there's something I don't know. You know what I mean?
Well, okay. What time? Was she, you want to go first on this one? Go first on this one? Okay. All right, caller.
I call it.
Watch this, caller. I'm going to blow your mind. You ready, caller? What's the letter after A? What's the letter after A?
B.
Okay, what is 5 plus 5?
10.
What comes after 11?
12.
And what's before 20?
19.
And you just answered your question. You just answered your own question right there. See, you know. See, the reason you know what you don't even know is because you rehearsed that already, meaning that what Ty and I are saying, but I don't care to speak with the man, but you're learning yourself. And when you learn yourself, you are able to answer questions for yourself without even thinking. See how fast you was doing that? I'm sorry, T. Go ahead, brother.
Right. No, listen, exactly that. And then there's a saying is, learn everything all the time because you never know when you'll need it. Mm-hmm. So going, you know, when you ask, you know, how to know what you don't know, that's the kicker. You don't, right? Until you know that you need to know. For example, I may not know anything about car motors, but if something happened with my engine, you bet I would probably find out and know who to go to pay them to fix it. So the way these things are is you need to know what you should know. You need to know what is important to know for you in your life, to get your life together, to, you know, increase your network, to be happy, healthy, and all of the above. So as long as you know what you need to know and thug it out until, you know, your time comes, you're going to be all right.
Yeah, really nice question. Can you give us an example of what it is? You're asked a good question, but can you give us an example of a situation where your question comes in at?
All right, so I have two scenarios. I'll tell you the most general one, for the one that I care about the most. There's one with my female, but the more important one is the one I'm telling you right now. So I have a 9-to-5, and I make like a little under $3,000 a month, and that's providing for myself. But I actually got two little ones, and that's not providing for them, not long term type shit. And so I'm trying to grow my bank account, my income specifically, but I don't know where. Like, I tried branching into my hobbies and exploring, trying to make money from that. But that it's not really seeming. For example, I tried skateboarding.
I got the answer because we got a bunch of calls waiting. Calls. I got the answer. Uber, all Lyft, right. Amazon Flex, Instacart. Mm-hmm. You just have to get off your lazy ass and at the time. Listen, when you get off from 9 to 5, then you got to be working from 5 to 10, 5 to 11. It's not about right or wrong. It's what is. Okay, brother, it's not about right or wrong. It's about what is. I just gave you your answers. So now you take your answers, and now you run with it. Now it's solved.
Not necessarily, because these are a resolution I've dabbled with before, and it didn't exactly help. So it kind of, at this point, it's a waste of time to pursue that. But I appreciate that. It's not a waste of time.
I know people doing it right now that's making a lot of money, and it's not a waste of time. You just choose not to do it. It's okay. Yeah. There's no
area.
If you don't,
type shit. My area type shit. It sucks in my area.
Okay.
But I thank you. Thank you.
All right.
You enlighten me. Dad, you're good. You're good. Thank you. Thank you.
You settle into the problem.
I'm continue this.
Is there someone else who would make it happen?
Well, I'm going to listen, all right? I'm going to let someone else get a turn. Thank you, guys. I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. Next caller.
And I have to say this before.
Go ahead, say please. Go ahead. Yes.
When you guys are presented with a problem and you're just about to sit there and let the problem get the best of you, well, you know, I tried that and that didn't work and I can't really figure nothing out. And if you stop there, you have to sit there and ask yourself, are you the first one in the planet to deal with a situation or circumstance like that? There are a million people out here trying to increase their incomes and find little side hobbies and ways to do it. Or you just have to, be aggressive about what you're trying to fix. There are many, many options out there. You know, I mean, Steve gave some good ones out there right there. But you can do so many different things to increase your income. Where are you using your time?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And that's the thing. You, everybody else has 24 hours in a day. Somebody made money today. Somebody lost money today. Somebody made no money today.
Mm-hmm.
So hey, we all had the same 24 hours. I mean, your clock don't take no different from mine.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no faster or no slower. So what is your 24 hours doing compared to my 24 hours, compared to the next man's 24 hours? And it's all your choice.
Yeah.
And then the excuse comes in when you say, well, I have this, blah, blah. Why do you have it? Well, because I needed it. Why do you need it? So keep going deeper. Y'all stay on the surface and then deal with the problems that are that come from internal issues.
Yeah, because he could do security. I mean, yeah, but it's just a hustle. See, T and I got hustle in us, man. We just got to hustle. I mean, again, 2 or 3 hours sleep, I'm good, man. That's it. I'm hustling. So we got calls. Eric goes 702, then 857. 702, what's your question, brother? How can we help you?
Hey, the argument, you know, how do you even want bitches when you broke, bro?
Hey, 702, how can we help you, sir? 702 going once, 702 going twice. All right, let's move on to the next call. Air code 857, sir. How can we help you, sir?
What's good,
hello?
Okay, yeah, we're going to ask you. What's up with you, brother? Hello. What's up, man?
Yeah, so basically, my issue is that, so I like, when I run game or I talk to girls, like, it only works, like, for that same night or that same scene. Let's say we're in a club, yeah. Like, it's just, a get-together, so.
Okay, sir.
I just want to know how to, hello?
Yeah, sir, the greatest lie that you surface dwellers have is you lie to yourself by saying that you have something that you don't actually have. You don't have game. Because game, what could be, let me explain, because when you have game, you are the same person no matter if she's blue, green, red, purple, or from Mars, Venus, or Saturn, you're still going to be the same man. And you don't have game, sir. You think what you're doing is game, but it's not game, buddy. Does that make any sense?
You're a chameleon of the game. You being what you think you need to be in order to be successful rather than being success itself.
God damn.
I don't care whether I'm a woman's type. Yeah. I don't care whether I'm her age group or whatever I am to her. I am who I am.
Okay, so I get what you're saying. So I should basically just be myself regardless of the situation.
No. That's why you're losing, because you are yourself. See, the problem is you have been the same you every day of your life versus evolving to a new you. You can't be yourself and win. You must be an evolving self to win. And that's your problem. Right. And a lot of people tell you to be yourself. And I say this with love. Sometimes yourself sucks because the level of thinking that you're on, young man. If your level is level one thinking, which it is, okay, and you have a level 10 thought, do you actually think you're going to get a level 10 answer? No, because if you got a level 10 answer, you're not even capable of doing that right, of that thought right.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to fall back to your first level because you're the same level every day, all day. T, what say you, my brother?
No, listen, I would take that I'm about to take that concept and run with it to the moon. Listen, exactly. And when you know you really evolved yourself is when who you are is that evolving self. It takes no extra effort to be great, because great is not your choice. Great is your habits. Great is your breath. Great is how you think. Great is how you believe. Great is what you see. Great is what you do and don't do. So it actually will become normal for you. Your normal is different from my normal.
Yes.
Somebody else's normal might be chilling on the couch, eating potato chips and all that. My normal is doing big research every day, trying to find ways to increase my network, trying to think of what to post and find ways to get the advantage of my competition. So, normal is relative. Being yourself, to expand on Steve, is relative. What comes with being you? Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what even that blanket statement of be yourself sounds so simple, but it's so much to it.
Yes.
Because who are you?
Yes.
What do you stand for? What do you like? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So call her. Can you just get quick? Okay, you see a woman. Give us an example. What are you saying to her?
I mean,
No. Wait. Let me help you out. Let me help you out. 857. What is 1 + 1?
2.
Okay. You answer that in 1 second, which means you know it, you're confident in it, and you stood on it. Great. Now, That being said, what are you going to say to a woman as soon as she's at Starbucks right now, standing in line? What are you saying to her? Tell us your game.
So I'll just go up to her. Yo, I'll tell her my name and where you're from. Like, if it's the Starbucks in my school,
do you care where she's from?
No.
So why are you asking her something you don't care about?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
what do you want? You want a number?
Yeah, what do you want from her?
I mean, I'm going to get the number. So where are you from? Can I get your number? That's literally why I do.
Why do you hate yourself so much? Why do you hate yourself so much? You're a god. You're a king. You're an emperor. You're all things. And yet you want to pander to a perk and beg for her number versus tell her to call you?
Boy, it depends. Sometimes I, like, give out my own number. It depends.
Why not tell her straight up? You like what you saw. And you want it to talk to her.
That's it.
That's what I'll do. But, like,
come on, where are you from? I mean, you might as well write that down when she give you the answer.
Here.
Fill out her resume for her when she's trying to fill out the job or something.
Yeah, you're not acting like a shark, man. You're more like a fun dolphin. Everybody wants to play with the dolphin. Right?
You not. Now, mine is probably super bad.
Yo. Steve be snapping, dog.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying. I'm saying, got love for you, man.
All right, but listen, no, I'll just the love call it. Right? One is you. One is the girl. Mm-hmm. 1 + 1 = 2. What is the result? You're trying to get to the 2. So you have to take a 1, and mm-hmm. she is the other 1. So what is your 1? What are you bringing to this equation in order to get that 2? She already is there. Mm-hmm. She's right there. You are the other 1 to make the 2. So actually, 1 + 1 = 2. You know what the 2 is. You know the 1 is the 1. What is your 1? And as you're approaching her, you're talking to her, you know what you want to say, you know where you want to get to. You have to know your 1.
Mm-hmm.
And the most basic part of your 1, like you said, could be just an introduction. My name is blah, blah, blah. What's your name? And she goes that. Then you tell her why you're here. How you going to get the 2 if the other 1 don't even know you're a 1?
Yes.
I mean, where you're from is like, what did we recruiting or something? You in the army or something, bro? Like, it's such a general question, unless it's like a date or something. Like, you know what I mean? You ask all that.
Yeah,
interaction should never take more than 2 minutes.
Yeah, you should know what you want.
A minute and a half, really.
I'll call her real quick. I'll give you a quick example, okay? All right, before we grab the other callers. Can you tell me how you fix cereal? How do you make a bowl of cereal?
Put in the milk.
Yeah, but don't you have to walk into the kitchen first? Don't you have to open up? Well, but see, this is the problem. See, you got to understand, women don't want surface. They want men who have depth and range.
That guy, listen, she will cling to you like a magnet on a fridge.
Yes. All right? So, hey, all right, we appreciate your game, brother, but we got to grab some other calls, man. If you got another question, let us know, man. Eric Code, 630, you're up, sir. How can we help you, sir?
What's going on, Ty? What's going on, Steve? So my question is,
it's chilling.
So where does accepting yourself for who you are, the good and the bad, fit into all of this, and what can it really do for you?
T, would you like to go first, or shall I?
I mean, sure. If you're saying fit into all this, I'm thinking you mean game, right? Like spitting game to a woman, texting her back, you know, all types of stuff, getting into whatever, right?
That and more.
Well, what's the more?
It's just like in life in general, because I know like women is only a part of the game, but I'm gonna like overall, like how you operate, how you move through life.
Well, caller. How do you brush your teeth? How do you open a door? How do you turn on a light switch? How do you grab a remote control? How do you grab your keys? You're making this more than what it is.
I'm about to say, because if you accept yourself for who you are, it just is what it is after that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not some fitting in it just is there.
Yeah.
And because if you accept yourself, you'll act a certain way, talk a certain way, and think a certain way. And if you don't accept yourself, it'll be the exact opposite in just another direction.
Yeah, I like to know the bad, because you said like the good and the bad. What is the bad?
Let's just say I have no game or something like that, right? You know what I mean?
Well, is that bad? Or is that just something that you've just got to understand? Why is that bad? Why is acknowledging something about yourself always bad with you surface dwellers? Because this is what beats you up. There's no bad. You know what bad is? Bad is a meteor the size of Jupiter coming towards Earth. That's fucking bad. That's bad. But a woman saying, no, I have a boyfriend, or you not understanding game, that's not bad. That's something that can be fixed.
Okay, well, you know what?
That's probably more of a weak point. As it is what it is, you can get to the solution much simpler without stressing yourself, sitting in the soaking, the
fear number one.
Oh, no, it's bad, and it just feels bad, and I'm just.
This
has to do with getting to your solution and change, making a change. Because guess what? It is what it is. Okay. Let's say something simple. Name something bad. Let's get a good example of something bad.
Hey, give us an example, dude. I don't think you know that. Curious.
Let me see. What's something bad?
You think from yourself. You know what I'm saying? Throw it out there. We got your best interest at heart.
Let's just say we talk to a woman, all right? You get like real nervous or something like that, like anxious when you want to go talk to a woman. You still do it, but you're not really getting where you want to get with that.
Your question, right? Your question was up here, the first question. So how does when you accept yourself fit into others? It was somewhere up here, not at the top, but it was above. Somewhat of the surface.
Yes.
Then now you just went way back down with that scenario of bad.
All right. Well, the reason why I was asking this question is because I was just looking at myself, you know, and just kind of examining myself. And I see, like, for me, like, one, like, okay, like, accepting that, okay, I have no game. You guys say it's not necessarily bad. So I get it's more of a weak point for me.
You need to service right now. Answer every question directly. First thing that comes to mind, don't think. You get nervous before your approach women, right?
Say that again?
That's what you said. You get nervous before you approach women, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Why? Quick, off the top of the head, why?
The thought of rejection.
Why is rejection fearful to you? Why is that bad? See where you stop? You don't even have an answer. So you're feeling something that's grounded on something you don't even know why it's there.
Surface.
Would you put your cup in thin air and just drop it? you're resting something on something else that isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Because rejection, that's her choice.
It's a choice.
She could, listen, as I said for a long time, she could reject you for so many reasons which are beyond you.
Right.
Yes.
It's none of your business.
Right.
You know, Steve's great example is I could approach her at 3 p.m. and get rejected, and he approaches her at 9 and she gives him her number.
Mm-hmm.
I always say there's so many different factors going into that. She could be married. She could have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
She could be pregnant.
Yeah.
She's in a bad mood. She could just got a heartbroken this morning. All these things you don't know, you already fucked up when you even considered rejection in your approach, because that's not why you wanted to approach her, was it? You didn't approach her to think that. What did you approach her to think? You already knew what you thought. You want to approach her. That is the thought. So now we get to the action. Cut all the slack out. Well, she's going to reject me while I feel
right.
Hey, what this ain't even, who asked for this to be at the table? Only thing that was important, you saw what you wanted, and you wanted it.
Yeah, right. Caller.
Would you say that I'll be too focused on the outcome then?
No, you're focused on something else. No, not outcome. This rolls into my question. How can you live in your mind when you have that woman renting space already in your head where you are worshiping her, so much that you give women, hey, you just have a woman, you just got a curve of a body, no face on there, renting space in your head, rent-free. Not even paying a dime. Rent-free. They're not even squatting. What's even worse is you're saying, please come into my head, live in my head, and let me worship you in my head. And they haven't done anything at all because you're worshiping the woman, young man. That's where all this stuff is coming from, because you believe more in the woman for some odd reason than you believe in yourself. So when you try to get real estate in your mind to grow internally, you can't do that because she's already there. She's already sitting on your throne with her foot up, eating some bonbons, watching the Wii channel with her cat muffins and fucking crying with a bottle of whatever the hell she's drinking. She's all in your head right now, just being a woman, and you're serving her and without even serving yourself, sir.
And the important part in that analogy, right, that she didn't even do anything to move into your head. Mm. I mean, you just looked at her, and then the first thought is just, it just goes south.
Come in, knock.
I mean, you really think about it, but what should you be thinking when you're approaching that woman? What you know you want to say? Why you want to approach her? What you know you're about to do? And that's simple. That's it. The rest is, I don't even know how you allow yourself to concern yourself with the problems.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you really think about it, as I asked you, it took you two questions to realize your whole feeling was pointless.
Yeah, pointless.
I said, well, why do you get nervous? He said, well, rejection. I said, well, why do you feel rejection? And it got quiet. There's nothing there. It never was.
So why would a woman want a guy like that? Tell me, caller.
She wouldn't want a guy like that.
Right. I wouldn't. Right. So what do you have to do? Now, what do you have to do for yourself? Not for the woman. What do you have to do for yourself?
I pretty much have to do what I want for myself.
No, you don't do what you are. Listen, the problem is you've been doing what you want. You've been doing what you want. That's the surface dweller. Look at me, brother. You've been doing what you want. That's why you're failing, because what you want is not on, is on the lowest level. That's food, okay? You know, there's the predators, and then there's the prey. You're at the bottom of the totem pole. You're food right now. So every woman that runs up on you is going to eat and live off of you for free, because you're doing the things the same way, and this is why you have to learn game from two or three or real men on this panel that know game, sir. You can't do it on your own. Sorry, you can't.
All right, what? I understand that.
The influence of the thinking is just a total. We live in total opposite worlds. I mean, you see a woman and you're jumping into a fear of rejection. I see a woman, I'm like, oh, let me. I'm probably already walking over there by the time I realized I wanted to.
Oh, man.
I mean, there's no arguing going on in my head about it. I know what I want to do, and I'll do it. But you see, I don't know if it's through, you know, a lot of examples on the internet, pressure you're putting on yourself, you know, low self-esteem, lack of knowledge of self, because this you got to think. As she's living in your head rent-free, you know what you're saying in this variable outcome? You trust her in this decision-making, then you trust yourself, and you live in your skin 24-7. And what I mean by that is, you approach her, not so that I'm saying, if we had to ask you to walk through, what would you say? Where would you go? You'd probably fumble over the words. So you're living, here you are, living in yourself 24-7. You meet her at 7 o'clock, and you don't even know what you're about to do. And she's a woman just like all the other women out in this planet. And it doesn't even matter, because you know what you should be doing in these situations. This all comes from knowing yourself, trusting yourself, knowing where you're going, why you're doing it, and what it's worth. Because as I went into the anxiety, and then it took two questions for you to stop. You hit the surface on that one. Couldn't take it no deeper than that.
Caller, you want to know what it feels like to be a man in 30 seconds?
Run it past me.
All right, what do you have around you? You have a cup, a bowl, a pen? What do you have around you right now?
I got a pen.
All right, put the pen on the ground. When I tell you to pick the pen up, I want you to tell me what you're doing. And now I tell you to put the pen down, you tell me what you're doing. You ready? Ready? Pick the pen up. Pick the pen up.
All right. And I'm picking it up.
Okay, put the pen down.
I'm putting it down.
Put it up one more time.
I'm picking it up.
And throw the pen across the room.
All right, throw it across the room.
Okay, welcome. You just was, hey, that you in that one, in that few minutes, you were a man. You want to know why? Not even a surface dweller. I call you a man at that point. You want to know why? Because your thoughts were in line with your behavior. And let me ask you a question. Did you hear, were you worried about the pin judging you, rejecting you? Or did you just do what you thought to do and you just did it, sir? What do you think?
I wasn't worried about the pen at all. I just did what I needed to do.
Let's bring it home. So if you just tell yourself what to do and do it versus worrying about the end result of what it is you want to do, you win every time. Listen, you know why you're a winner by doing that, even if she, quote-unquote, rejects you? Because you're doing the thing you want to do. That's what makes you a winner. What makes you a loser is not her saying no. What makes you a loser is sitting around finding excuses of being a loser. T, you got it, man.
Just like he said that, and y'all don't understand where the real loss is. You see, if I put myself out there, if I apply to 5 jobs and I get 0 jobs, I'm not a loser. I don't suck because I tried. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of the circumstance, that's not your problem. As a winner, you go for it regardless. I mean, you think Tom Brady and all this, before walking in the game, he knew he was going to win it? No. But he knew he was going to be the best quarterback he could be, the best teammate he could be, try to, you know, perfect his skills, go in the gym. You can – the only thing you can do is be the best you. Can't control her. I'm going to mesmerize her mind and wave a spinning black and white wheel in front of her face and hypnotize her and give her my number. No, the only thing you can do is stand up and tell her what you want and get and go for what you want.
Yes.
That's the win, because the real loser didn't even leave the house. The real loser is sitting in fear, sweating balls when she walks past him. The real loser is letting opportunities run by him. The real loser is living a life of regret. The real loser is sitting like he just can't. But you do.
Yes.
You're a man that does.
All right, so
you
got
know, something that I noticed.
Yes, sir. Real quick. Go ahead.
Real quick, I'll just say this. I just say something that I noticed is like when I didn't do what I wanted to do, it always actually felt worse. I was like, damn, I didn't do this. I should have done that. You know, and I definitely know what you mean, you know, kind of having that regret of not actually doing something. So, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Now, before I hang up on you, you go grab that pen and let that be your compass. So whenever you make that little cake-ass service dweller excuses and stuff, look at your pen and you know what to do. You have the power to pick the pen up. You have the power to put the pin down. You got the power to chuck that pin across the room. No. Hey, guys, I'm not saying chuck a woman up and down the thrower. I'm just talking about a pin, not a woman, okay? So, all right, caller. We appreciate you. Got the tons of other calls. Let's go ahead and go into 601 and 347 after that. 601, you're on, sir. What's up?
Yeah, what's up with it, man? Hey, what's up, Ty? What's up, Steve?
My
question is, how do you know becoming yourself from the line of being an ego?
Wait.
Coming in line with being an ego?
Wait, being an ego? What are you talking about?
Yeah, like Taekwondo, he talks about all these girls that are sixes, they actually think they're a 10, and in that line of that, I think it's a line,
oh, coming into contact with someone with an ego.
Yeah.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah, so like if I'm talking to a girl and she says she likes compliment, and I know you don't really compliment girls, all I can do is compliment her.
Listen. It don't matter. I'm already me. Before I met her, after I met her, before I approached her, after I approached her, before she came to my house, after she, I'm still me. That's why I keep telling y'all, the goal is not I'm going to run into her and destroy her ego and she needs to be humbled and I hate her and she is who she is and I am who I am and I do what I do. So if I interact with her and the ego comes towards me, it's none of my business. It actually has no power over me because that's how she views herself.
Yes. Caller.
See, you feel less. See, someone else, and this is the problem with y'all men, your self-esteem is so low that you want to bring others down to feel better rather than stepping up.
Exactly.
If you're a loser and she has high requirements, which makes you feel less of yourself and smaller than you. The thing you want to do is, I'm going to just humble her ego, bring her down and just make her feel like shit. No, I am who I am. And in fact, why I hear a girl, right, who carries herself well, has high standards and boundaries, I respect that shit. Protect yourself. Ask for shit from motherfuckers that approaches you. Damn right, because it's you, and you get to tell and say what to do with yourself all you want to do. And I'm going to do the exact same.
Yeah, a caller, and like T said, y'all bring them down, but most of y'all, unfortunately, lift them up and just worship them more. Listen, she has if she has enough gall to pump enough blood out of her heart to go through her mouth and form those words that I like to be complimented, you know what? Cool. I can't wait for you to tell me about that other guy that compliments you, because I am the compliment. And when you're with me, you are getting complimented because you're getting my time. Guess what? I could be spending time with that one over there, but I choose to spend a little bit of time with you. That's my compliment. I don't need to tell you something, and I'm not going to do it because you asked for it. Because, see, if you do something and they ask you to do it, then they're going to see you as food. If I want to compliment you when I want to compliment you, I will do it. Don't get me wrong. If I like you in that dress, or I like that curve of that ass right there at that time, when I cup that motherfucker, I'm going to say, yeah, what's up, girl? You know, it's looking good today. I don't mind doing that, right? But if you're going to tell me.
Damn, it looks good once you back that ass.
Yeah, back that motherfucking ass up and pop that. I'm sorry, kids. I'm sorry. Sorry. No. I'm not going to do this again last week, T. No, but what I was saying, see y'all guys, see how TV pushing me to that page? I'm trying to be good. This motherfucker. Okay, what I'm saying is that you're the compliment already. She's allowed to want what she wants. She, again, Mother's Day is going to be coming around soon. I'm going to show y'all how even your mother, who loves you more than anything, is the enemy, so to speak, because she always tells you to do what she thinks is right. Never listen to a woman and what she wants. Be the need. Don't be the want. Be the need. T?
Yeah, don't ask the fish.
And the way you hand these batons off, we way up here. You on cloud nine, we in the heavens. So listen. You made earlier, you know what I'm saying, about being, you got to realize, if you meet her, right, and I'm going to just take me for example, because you wanted to take that example. Let's say I don't compliment a woman, and she tells me I like to be complimented, right? First of all, I think people took that to the extreme when I say I don't compliment women. I said flirt without complimenting them because you don't need to. But if you're a flatterer, if you love to compliment women, if it makes you, that's your charming game, be your game.
Mm-hmm.
Never copy another man's game. Woo. All I did when I made that statement is I changed how y'all thought on the surface of you need to compliment in order to flirt. And I took y'all beneath the surface and showed you didn't. So, well, let's just take this hypothetical. I don't like to compliment women. She likes to be complimented. And we say that to each other. What happens? Carla, what happens?
Y'all having a good vibe.
Well, he's saying that.
Listen.
Hey, listen. Y'all listen, Carla.
She's going to want more compliments.
I am who I am, and she is who she is. With that being said, what a weak man is going to do is compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Which y'all so quickly do, y'all compromise, y'all fold, but she has this ego, or she this. So you change you because of who she is. So you're willing to accept her for who she is, but not accept yourself. You'll change you before you'll change her and get you another girl. Or stay you, at least the you that you live in 24/7, the you you're going to die with, the you were born with. I mean, what is the sense in changing so quickly for somebody you don't even know? On top of that, right, she says that, and I say this. Well, guess what? I would look her dead in her eyes and tell her straight to her soul. Please find
me. I don't do compliments.
No. I wouldn't tell her. Listen, she already knows that, right? You said I don't do compliments. She says she wants them. I would say, please find you a man who will give you what you want, because I'm not him.
Not him.
I am who I am.
Damn.
It is what it is.
Yeah, and real quick, caller, I shout out to you. But hold on. Before you say anything, here's the thing. When you're a man, they compliment you. They tell you, yeah, and it's going to be the weirdest thing. They're going to tell you how cute your butt is. I'm just saying the thing that they can compliment you on. How cute your butt is, how cute your smile is, how you got, if you have a dimple, you got pretty eyes, your skin is smooth, you smell good. I'm just saying. So just be prepared. When they really into you, they're gonna get all foofy with you. I'm sorry, but what do you want to say real quick, man? What's up?
Yeah, my thing is I don't want to be like too cocky and be like, oh, man, she ain't deserve this. Really, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to find myself. I'm trying to make sure I'm not open.
But you don't, how can you find something you don't know? Because you said when she said, I like compliments, you were like, okay, I'll compliment you.
Right, because it's simple. It's simple to do that. But I have too much of
people.
So like,
it's
nah,
simple
I'm
to kowtow to a woman, and that's why y'all losing. Well, listen to what she's saying. Okay, she tell you go suck a dick, you'll be like, whoa, okay, if you want me to do it, I'll definitely do it. Because
hell
no. No, but wait a second.
Y'all don't understand principles.
Exactly.
Y'all don't understand principles, which is why I said y'all compromise so quickly. I mean, like, y'all don't understand death before dishonor in these small examples.
Yes.
If she's asking you of something you don't do and it's not you, and you say, well, what do I do then? Or what I am who I am. And
yes,
she's going to have to take it or leave it. Because guess what? I already accepted it, and I'm not moving off the square.
Yep.
This is who I am, and it is what it is. I've accepted. She needs to accept herself and accept me or get gone. I mean, I don't think this is rocket science. You're trying to figure out the best way to fuck. That's your problem.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be happy. I can be happy with myself.
Yep.
I can be happy with another girl in my face, two girls in my face, three girls. Let's not even get into the different examples, though. You're talking about this example of, I don't want to compliment. You asked me to compliment. You don't see the principle of staying who you are and standing on who you are. That's what it's on.
Yeah, principle, bro.
And if she clowns you for that, doesn't like that, puts up a fuss. I mean, it's the same thing if your dog starts crying at the door and you open the door and let the dog in. It's going to keep crying every time it wants you to do what it wants you to do.
Because it's training you.
You're getting trained rather than training her.
Yeah. All right, so we got to let you go, buddy. But call back if you got a question, man. Okay, 601, great call. We appreciate it, brother. Let's get to 307, then 702 after that. 307, what's your question, brother? What's up?
It's my turn, right? Yeah, I'm damn near forgot my question.
Okay, sir. Yeah, move your mouth away from the phone and speak clearly, okay? We can't hear you, brother. You're like this.
So,
you
came here trying to be seductive.
Yeah, stop trying to be smooth. You ain't trying to seduce us. Dog, talk to us, man.
I left. So I was listening to the call for the last 30 minutes, and I had three questions. The first one that I remember, you was talking about how surface dwellers, they don't know how to go deep, or they don't have depth to them, and they don't have, I think you said, range to them.
Yes, depth.
How do you...
Yes.
Yeah, how do you gain that range? How do you gain that depth? And how do you, like, not maintain it, but, like, really let that become who you are? Like, I kind of want to learn to elevate every day, learn how to challenge myself.
Wait, okay. You asked a question. Can we answer the question? You're like, talking. Let T answer the question. I'm going to go behind him. We got you. Get your notebooks out. T, go ahead real quick. Go ahead, bro.
This is what you have to understand about that. There's no sit back and, you know, how do you, you know, do it longer? And I stay in the deep thought that I am. Everything is death. Everything is more than the surface.
Yes, yes.
I don't have one aspect or one area where I'm like, I don't go deeper on that. You can't get a small talk conversation out of me. I'm uncomfortable there. I can't stay there. I can't fake it. I can't pretend I'm fine with that. I can't entertain it and have energy and while doing it. It drains me.
So, caller, it's very easy, and I think a lot of you guys get everything wrong. What did Smokey the Bear tell you when you were a little kid if you were on fire? What did he tell you? Stop, drop, and roll, right? So if you're on fire, what you going to do?
I'm going to get water. I'm not going to lie. I'm not gonna
Man, you can't get water or some grease, dog. Look, come on, man. Dog, you see, this is your problem. I'm trying to simplify this, but you're trying to complicate it more. You follow the playbook. That's it. You follow the playbook, Rady, by creating your own playbook of how you do things. Y'all guys act like we're trying to tell you, like I don't know, open up vortexes or something like that. Think it, do it. What you want to do, write it down. That's all, big guy. It's not hard. The hard part is doing the thing, because some of you don't have the balls to do it because they haven't dropped from your stomach yet.
You know, the easiest way to go deeper and get beneath the surface, if you're stuck on the surface, is to be direct.
Thank you.
Like, as we, Carl, if you've been listening to, you know, to other calls and stuff like that, you hear the questions that, you know, the way guys ask them is like beating them around the bush. It's like, you know, they're trying to pick and poke but not punch through, and get to your point. We got to hear all this fluff of details. You know, I'm introverted, and I'm just kind of like, what is it and what is it not? Because even if you listen to something deep, or something beneath the surface, listen to it word for word. I know it may sound deep to you, but it is what it is. And it's really that simple. It's nothing to stress over. It's probably something you're avoiding.
Right. So what's your other question, caller? Because we have other calls. What's your other question, brother?
So I forgot my second one, but my third one was along the lines of, it was the situation where you was talking about what would you say if you saw a girl at Starbucks, and then I was thinking to myself,
what would you say?
Me personally, I would be like, hey, my name is this. What's yours? She tells me hers. I'd be like, so-and-so, what brings you here? She tells me what brings her here. And I'm like, I bet. I saw you across the room. I think you're interesting. I want to get to know you. And then, but I don't know. It really depends, but I kind of want to learn.
What did you do with that information of what brings you here?
I do that to make her comfortable, not even to like.
Oh, wait, sir. All right, let's do Common Sense 101 where you're messing up. If Johnny is at Starbucks, what do you think Johnny is there for? Tea and coffee, or is he there to go get dog biscuits?
You're right.
That, you're already lost because you're trying to throw shit up on the wall, make something stick.
And you also said you're trying to make her comfortable.
Yeah.
If a random person came up to you and asked random questions about random information, what's more uncomfortable than that? It's like, it seems like they're talking to you with no purpose. It's like, what do you want? She'll be more comfortable knowing why you're here.
Yeah.
What do you want? Because she was here already. She knows why she's here. She knows why she's standing there, and why are you approaching her? Why are you talking to me?
Yeah, who are you? What do you want?
She's that unknownness that makes her uncomfortable. Not, I'm just asking a bunch of random questions. She's going to get more comfortable because she's talking to me like, bro, she don't know you.
Yeah, you be talking to her like she knows you.
And usually with me, whenever I like talk to a female and then I start to notice like, things I could have improved on. How do you learn to like improve in the moment? How do you learn
easy. All right, sir. Look, I'm gonna give Uncle Dean gonna give you a simple solution. Go to your app store right now, grab a free recorder. Go to your app store, grab a free recorder for your phone. And when you're walking up to these women and talking to them, just hit that record button. Listen to how you sound. Listen to how everything went. And then afterwards, at the end of the day, play it back and listen to and make the proper adjustments then, because you're in real time then. So you get to see yourself in the third view from the real time that you were in. That way you can see where you went right versus where you went wrong, sir.
That's brilliant. I like that. Thank you.
And then if you do that, at least be real with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't say, oh, that was okay.
Yeah, right, oh, but it sucked. Yeah, that was okay.
Yeah. Like just, and a lot of guys will evaluate their performance based on that result. So she gave me her number. Well, my guy, like, you're 6'3", 220, blue eyes. I mean, what can you not get? You know what I'm saying? You think you got game because you just got here getting tickets. You don't have game.
Mm-hmm.
All right, caller, we gotta grab some other calls. But hey, get great questions. Call us if you have any more. Area code 702, then 301. 702, how can we help you, sir? What's up?
All right, is this me?
Yes.
All right, cool. My first question is, this is not even about with women or anything like that. So this is like, how do you keep a conversation going and flowing, you know?
Well, when does your
like,
mind...
Like, how do you come up with stuff to say in the middle of talking?
You can hear me?
Yeah.
When does your brain stop working?
When does my brain stop?
What are you talking about when I say keep the combo going? Idea of brain turn off.
Right, yeah. Well, what is it? What is it? Wait, what are you keeping the conversation going for what? What
like
is it? What you, no, but what's the purpose of keeping it going for what? So you can talk her to death? Well, what is it for?
Nah.
Yeah, don't be forcing it, because when you're forcing it, that's when it's harder to think of what to say, because you're prolonging the unnecessary.
Okay,
because
so that's
when
why
you know,
you just like
you said, it comes easily, and it, you don't even think twice. You know what needs to be said.
Right.
Can you give us an example of what you're doing with a woman so we can like so what happened with the woman where you felt that the conversation kind of got boring? What were y'all talking about?
Here, let me give an example. When I was talking to this one girl, right?
Okay. Okay. For all you guys listening to us right now, if you can't remember what you have said to a woman, why should she remember you? Because all I'm seeing is I've got to go to my notes.
Oh
I've got to read
that. Say it again.
If you can't remember what you have said to a woman, why should she remember you? You can't even remember what you said.
And on top of that, caller, where were you going with it? That's what you also probably don't understand about, you know, running out of things to say or feeling like you can't extend the conversation.
Right.
Where were you going?
Yeah, tell us.
So let's say I could take something random, ask her her favorite food into her coming over my house to cook it.
Woo-wee, they were waiting for that one.
But I just used the what's your favorite food to lead her down that outcome. And once I get that outcome, what's more left to be said?
Yeah.
Am I asking her height or how long her hair is? Or no, I know where I wanted to go and I got there. So then that's where I know the conversation is what it is.
Yeah, give us a
couple. Y'all be trying to talk too long, talk about nothing.
Right. Give us an example.
So just basically clear your head type and just clear your head.
No, call it. Just give us an example of a conversation you had with someone. What did she say to you?
All right, I could say how deep are you into philosophy?
No.
Let's say that.
Okay, hey, brother, as soon as you say that, she's drying up like the Sahara Desert. As soon as you ask her that question, she's saying you're just an average surface dweller. That's what surface dwellers do. Okay, so let's try again. I'm saying trying to sound deep. Yeah, trying to sound deep. Come on, brother. Okay.
Guess what? You could be deep on something as simple as her putting on lotion.
Yeah, the way she rub it in with her legs. I'm sorry, but yeah. So
it ain't the topic that makes it deep. It's you.
Yes.
Okay, with that being said,
I could talk to her about how I rub her body, how comfortable she is in her skin.
For real.
It don't even have to be just up here, Carl. It could get physical.
It can get physical.
You don't got to stay in the mind or deep inside the mind. It could get physical.
Yeah.
I'm going to go deep with Carl because I'm a deep person.
I'm a deep motherfucker. So go ahead, Carl. what did she say? What is something that she said to you?
I can't think nothing off the top of my head right now. But
well, then how are you even asking us a question if you can't even think of what she said to you? Come on, big guy. Come on, man.
I have another question. What I said.
All right, you strike out on that one.
You're thinking of running into things to say. I don't even think y'all said anything.
Well, hey.
I don't even think anything was said.
Hey, no, something was said. Where is Thumpkin? Where is Thumpkin? Here I am. You know, when you talk to yourself and everything. Okay, I'm sorry, caller. What's your other question, man? What's up?
All right. So, how do you learn how to get deep in conversation with anything?
Wait, right, we're going back to the same thing, man. I love how you
said. Yeah, like how? All right, because you just said.
We can give you an example.
Deep in a conversation with anything.
caller, give us an example of something a woman says to you.
What food do you like?
All right. What food do you like? Well, you know what? It depends on the time of the day because, you know, I love lasagna and pizza because when I was a little kid, I always loved to eat those things. But what food I love to eat when I'm one-on-one with a woman late at night is the food that I eat off of her body. So it's all depending on the mood that I put her in. See how easy that was?
Now, Carla, do you know where you stopped? You stopped and you told her cheesecake. Steak. And then you know what you asked her? You said, you should come make me some. Or you probably wouldn't even be that assertive. You said, can you cook? And then she said, no. And then you said, oh, well, come on, bro. Y'all conversation is so bullshit. Did you hear everything Steve just said? That's what it's like to lead her.
Mm-hmm.
Because after he says that, then she... Now she wants to come over and cook.
Yeah.
Now she wants to come over and feed him something.
Mm-hmm.
All because he led her into the death of something so simple.
Yes.
Now she wants to do it. Not you making her do it, but she wants to do it.
All right. Okay.
And I'm telling you, guess what? You might feel weird, and this is for all the guys out here that aren't used to being deep, right? You're going to hesitate because you're going to feel like you can't do it or you shouldn't be saying it. That's what every other guy is going to do in her phone, and that's why every other guy is just going to be every other guy. Do what you do. Say what you say.
Speak your mind.
You may be her unicorn. I've never met a guy like him. I never met a guy who talks like this, who goes this deep, who's this mature, who's this – it's just I can't even explain him. He's just different.
Yep. Oh, wait, let me switch that up. And also, Carla, let me take that up. Also, Carla, if she asks me, you know, something like, what do I like to eat? I can easily just say, well, you know what? It's not necessarily what I like to eat because I have a very vivid imagination. Then what I do is I'll go live and I show her, you know, I can take a thing of Grand's muffins and the way my mind works is I can create this great dish for you from Grand Muff. I can make you my speed dish that has a nice Milano raspberry chocolate crumble at the bottom, that has the ice cream of your favorite choice, but you look like the kind of woman who loves cookie dough, so I'll make sure I get the cookie dough for you, and I'll drizzle it with a nice caramel sea salt. And then what I will also do is I will serve that with a slice of a strawberry shortcake, slice of Cinnabon, and we'll have some chocolate white and vanilla with little bits to go. And that's what I will put on you without burning your body. And I just want to know, where do I start in my dessert? Do I start in your ear, your back, your arms, your hips, your thighs? Where do you want me to start? Come on, come on.
To just know where you're trying to go with it.
Where do you think she's heard that before?
She's never heard that before.
Never.
On what planet? The dancer ain't heard. In her diary, in her dreams, in a book she probably read so much. You understand? You get regular results. Regular.
It's easy, man. It's easy.
So you said what I want to say. Do you have anything to say?
Yes, yes.
Come on, bro.
Yes, yes.
All right, last question.
Okay.
So, Ty, you said there's like multiple different types of games, versions of games. How do you know
game is you. It's
what
different
game
to you.
Is your game?
It's different to me. Go ahead, what did you want to say?
How do you know your game, basically?
How do you figure out your own game? It starts with you. It's not, why? Because in that example, Steve just explained what he does with the Grand Cinnamon Rolls. That he'll do that with or without the girl, before or after her. He'll do that because that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she comes along, now she's like, she feels that it's a part of his game because that's all a part of the allure of him. damn, he's different. This is what he can do with it. Just a dessert in a can, and this is how he spreads it, and it just looks good as a meal. His game is himself.
Mm-hmm. What can I do to her body? If I can do that to a cinnamon roll, what can he do to me?
Mm-hmm. You see, because if I had to give you a metaphor of it, right? We are the flame. She's the wood. Now, every woman is not burnt by us, but if she comes close enough, what does fire do to wood? I'm fire with or without wood. I could burn on leaves. I could burn out of your lighter. But whenever you put wood near a fire, she's the wood. The same thing happens because I'm always fire. Please don't let that fly over your head. See, when women come along and she, and you look at her and you say, well, I'm fire, but I think she would much rather more wood, or, you know, a bag to carry her wood in. So you change. I don't change based on the woman. I am what I am. And because of that, no matter which woman comes, it gets the same experience. The wood gets burnt every time because I'm always fire. I am who I am.
So call it real quick. The people stay the same, but the wood stays the same. The people always going to change. So we have other calls. Call. So if you have another question, call back and let us know. Okay, my brother?
All right, Mike.
All right, thank you. All right, area code 301, 860 after. 301, what's up, brother?
Yo. Hello.
What's your question, sir?
Y'all can hear me?
Okay, when you say yo and I say what's your question, sir, that's because I'm acknowledging you saying yo. So when that happens, that means, yes, I can hear you. So you technically don't have to ask if I'm hearing you because I hear you because I'm replying back to your yo, sir.
So I'm just calling, right? So I was on the stream or whatever. So I'm asking, like, when you already got, like, when you already into something with a girl or whatever, like, how you bounce back from, like, fake fumbling it?
Well, go. Hold on.
Yeah.
What was the fumble? Well, we got to speak directly. We got to keep it real. What was the fumble?
Yeah, where's the fumble, like, brother?
When we was cooling or whatever, and I tried to, like,
she was at your house?
You said what?
She was at your crib.
She was at the house. Like, cooling. Come on, we gotta keep it real. Go in depth.
Yeah, she was at my house. We was cooling or whatever, watching a movie, and I was rubbing on her thigh or whatever, and I tried to touch her, like, down there, whatever.
Down there where? You mean her feet? You trying to down there? What's down to her feet?
I don't know if I can say it on stream.
Oh, all right. Well, you touched your kitty. You try to touch your kitty cat.
Yeah. So pretty much. But she said she was on her period, whatever, and she ain't let me. And she started acting kind of different and whatnot.
Of
but
course.
She's still fucking with me. Like, we still talking and shit. And I be seeing her in the halls and shit like that.
Well, you just contradicted yourself. You said she's still fucking with me, but she acting different. Which one is it?
It's like she's still like keeping it in her mind that, like, I was on that one of the first times because it was like a spontaneous thing, right? So I was on that, like, one of the first times that.
Okay, young man. Okay, what you have to understand about women, is that when she said that she was on her period, you kind of made her feel bad about being on her period versus understanding that, you know what, understand.
It was a potential opportunity to turn to separate yourself from all the other men.
All the other guys right there by just understanding, be like, it's cool. But see, what happened was the reason she treated you different is because you started treating her different. See, when you tried to touch her there, and she said, I'm on a period, you changed up everything. Everything that you were doing that led up to that point where things didn't go right, you changed, which told her that you automatically judged her. And then when
you know why, Steve?
Yes, what's up, brother?
The Justin mentality. You just wanted to fuck.
There you go. And that's your problem.
Because you just wanted to fuck. And that barrier changed, this is the result you got.
Yes.
I wasn't and, even just.
When you couldn't fuck her body, that's the only plan or any intention that you had. There was nothing left there for you.
Yeah. Right, caller. I had a guy in your situation a few months ago. The woman, he was going over house, and then she said, "We can't do nothing on my period." And he still went over there. And you know what he said? "Yeah, how can I help you out? Do you need a heating pad?" She said, "I got that." "Well, you know what? I'm just gonna come by. We'll chill, and let me just rub your feet. I just want to rub your feet a little bit and everything." And after he rubbed her feet, he says, "You know what? All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and go." He got up and walked to the door. As he was going to the door and opening the door, she takes her hand and closes the door, turns him around, gets on her knees. I'm not going to tell what happened after that, but you can kind of understand what happened. And the reason the reason why she did that was because he didn't down her for Mother Nature happening, judging her or making her feel like a whore. Because again, like T was saying, like that just want to fuck. See, if you just want to fuck, and they ain't trying to fuck, you're gonna even though you might try to be cool about it, you're gonna show your cards. And he never did because
she already gonna be looking for him because she ran into you before.
Yep. Oh, surface dwellers. Yes.
But keep it in mind on top of that, just to add some context for y'all. A woman's foot nerves and her vagina nerves are connected.
Yes.
But y'all don't know these kind of things. Y'all don't even understand. You know, you don't have to touch her pussy to make her wet. You don't even have to touch her to make her wet. You don't even have to be near her to make her wet.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you thought the first move you made was reaching for her pussy. I already done made probably 10,000 moves before I even touched her, let alone go straight for the pussy. But and then by the time I do go for it, it already was calling my name. Begging for me,
Taekwondo,
waiting for me.
Taekwondo.
Y'all never, listen, y'all never had a girl ask for the dick. Y'all never made her want to ask for the dick.
Never. Oh,
all by being you.
Yes. Begging for it, really shit. So.
Keep telling y'all, bro, it's a different she way. Lets you fuck. Yes. And she wants you to fuck. Yes. It's a huge difference. Y'all don't understand. Pussy is pussy.
So young man, so I understand. But yeah, you just got to understand that women are emotional and she felt really bad. I mean, the judgment that you had on her, you really made her feel bad for something that happened.
I ain't judge her though.
No, you don't understand. You did judge her because once you tried to touch her, she said you couldn't because I'm on my period. Your demeanor changed. You don't realize as soon as you're okay. Maybe you all up on her. You got your arm around. You know, what's up, baby? Good. Da, 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 da. And you try to touch her. Then you ain't touching her. You get your arm off. You kind of scoot over a little bit. You lean back the other way. Eat your little cake ass popcorn or whatever the hell you was eating. And you made her feel silly, man.
I didn't do any of that. But
okay, why don't you? Okay,
guess what? That's how she would have felt. If let's say she told you that. And then you go, you know, you check on her. Are you all right? Is there anything you know I can do to make you
that's
more comfortable?
It.
You're at my house.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes.
You're with me. What treatment comes with you? Cold shoulder with no pussy? Is that all you provide in these examples? So no pussy on the table, you a cold shoulder and just a hand that want to reach for it. You don't even understand how creepy you look, bro, and how creepy that is.
Mm-hmm.
And see, and I'm glad you're here asking about this because guess what a chump-ass guy is going to do? He's going to get an easier woman. So rather than stepping up as a man, he just goes down and gets an easier girl who would have let him fuck no matter what he does. Or he texts her two times and doesn't do anything and he already is fucking.
Yeah. It's just, young man, it's just you don't understand women enough to do what you did. You just kind of – but okay. But again, you're talking about her a lot, so – What is the main question that you had, real quick? What's the question that you had?
The question I had was how do I bounce back from that?
No, we just told you how you should have bounced back. Well, you're just gonna do the same thing.
Did you make him call her right now?
Well, I don't. Yeah, you know what? Why don't you call her right now and let her know that hey, you know what? The other night I was a total dumbass or a dick. And I didn't mean to come at you that way. And I understand things happen and all that other stuff, but it doesn't mean that we can't see each other again. Why don't you call up and let her know?
I've already done that in person.
Okay, well then what happened when you did it in person?
So, we was.
I didn't ask. Sorry, what happened when you said it in person?
Multiple times since then.
Then what?
Multiple times?
Yes. Then you did. Wait.
You damn near begging, bro.
Hold on, T. No, this is something different. Whoa. No. This is no. This ain't your. I'm sorry. Wait, please, everybody out there, scratch what we said. Everything we said, throw that on the guy for this guy. No. You were going there for no. No, you were her friend, and you wanted to come over and hang out and watch TV and talk about guys like us that she's interested in, and you thought because she was over there that you could get some easy pussy because she wanted to come over and watch TV with you. She doesn't even like you. She doesn't like you. She doesn't want you. And you're telling me your creepy, cupcakey ass asked you, bugged her, what, how many times, 4 or 5 times? Please, baby, please, give me a chance. Give me a chance, baby. Why would she want to be with your weird ass, dog?
We're not doing any of that.
Brother.
Moving weird, bro.
You said you tried.
Being abrasive.
My God.
The definition of abrasive.
Leave her alone.
In the definition of abrasive, you don't consider the other person's emotions,
Jesus,
feelings, comfort, safety, and none of that.
Yeah. Just, hey, do her a favor. Leave her alone. Let her find a real man, okay? Just do her a favor. Just leave her alone, okay? Stop bothering her. Because after a while, it's going to turn into harassment. And I don't want to see you get in trouble, okay? So please leave her alone.
Bro, just listen, bro. Like,
right. You're right,
when you apologized the first time, did you not mean it?
You right, Crow.
You meant it, right?
What you mean?
I'm saying, why did you have to repeat yourself when you said I did that to a person multiple times?
Mm.
Like, what were you waiting for?
What are you talking about?
What you were trying to do was make her do something.
I wasn't trying to make her do anything.
Why you repeat the apology, bro? Why you repeat the apology? You think she didn't hear you the first time? No bullshit, bro. But I'm really asking because, what's up? Why did you ask more than once? Why did you apologize more than once?
I didn't apologize more than once.
Okay, caller. All right, look, we got to get the credit calls. Let me just help you out real quick. Listen, peep game. So when you walked up to her, okay, what did you say to her? Just tell us what you said. Just tell us what you did. And I'm going to show you something. What did you say to her?
Did you put a tear into it, too?
Hey, flowers
and roses.
What'd you say to her? What did you say, dog? What'd you say to her?
I'm acting like Steve today, man.
No, I'm good cop today. So what'd you, sir?
Steve, good cop, man.
Yeah, I'm good cop today. What did you say to her, sir?
When I walked up there?
Yeah, what'd you say to her?
Like when I first seen her?
Motherfucker, what did you say to her, man?
Bro.
God damn it, man. What did you say to her?
Call her right now and say that.
Shit, yeah. What did you say? We told you to call her right now and say that. You like, yo, man, I already said it to her, man. I already said it to her, dog. I already said it. So what did you say?
I said, why are you sitting in my seat?
Okay, now, let me tell you, yes, that was weird.
Bro.
Creepy, but this is how you sound.
Why are you sitting in my seat? Because I want to smell your panties.
That's how you sound, dog. That's how you sound to her.
Yo.
Leave her alone. This is not prison.
Let me get this before you leave, man. Listen, I'm going to get it to you straight up. I'm not even – jokes to the left. Jokes to the left. If you made a mistake when she came over your house, you fucked up, right? And your intention was to apologize for what you did because you know it was wrong, whatever the case may be. If that's your intention, if that's what you're thinking you want to do, and that's the effect you want to have, why was you're sitting in my seat? Like, bro, listen. What you should have did when you saw her is, hey, can I talk to you for a second? I want to talk to you about something. Yes. Automatically.
Like a man.
Straight up. And then she says, okay. And then you get to your point. That's how you get with your the intended effect. Not this, when you sit in my seat. And then now you know you want to talk about something, but you use an icebreaker to try to ease it up and not be as anxious and not full. Bro, just get to your point. Be about what you say you're about, bro.
Yeah, are you in prison?
No, bro. That's not even what I said when I apologized.
Well, you just, okay, we're going to move on because we just asked
you
what you said.
Why did you say that's what you said,
you said,
bro?
Okay, dog, we're going to go ahead and let you go, dog. We're going to let, we got other calls that are serious, dog. Good luck to you. If you have a question, let us know. You from the DMV. We DMV and you making us look bad. 786, what's your question, brother? What's up, brother?
You making us
look bad, dude. 786, okay, we're going to let you go. Area code 786 here. Sir, what's your question?
Hey.
786, hello. What's your question, sir? All right, we're going to let you go. Area code 754, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Hey, what's going on, man? Just looking for some quick
going
yak, nothing crazy. So basically,
on,
girl goes, she asked me for my type of deodorant, and then I didn't really answer. I was like, it don't really matter. And then I was like, she said I use chapstick. Like, I go, I like
those. Stop. Always, okay, young man, real quick. I'm going to show you where you're wrong. Always remember, and I call it tennis, all right? Always remember, when you're with a woman and she serves something at you, okay, it's very important to understand. And see, this is where y'all guys go wrong when you're playing tennis, okay? Some of you guys are going to beat around the bush, which you're doing, walk on eggshells, some of you guys. You're going to kiss her ass, or you're going to fall into the friend zone or the creepy zone, okay? Now, what Dan and I do, okay, we kind of different because we smooth with our stuff. So if she asks me what kind of deodorant I wear, you want, what's the lady's name? What's her name? What's the woman's name? The one that you, I mean, just give us a fake name. What's her name?
Her name is Kiana.
All right, Kiana. All right, you want me to tell you what kind of deodorant I wear? Well, I don't really want to tell you what kind of deodorant I wear, I'm having on right now because it's not the scent that I want on my body. The scent that I'm trying to get on my body.
Wait, right there, Steve. Go ahead. Slow down, Steve. You know, the surface has got to be spoon-fed. What he did there when
nah,
he
go ahead, dog.
Leading her. Hold on, wait. He got served, and now he's leading her to his direction. All from something she started.
Should I go to
no, go ahead, Steve.
Okay.
They got to catch that important.
Okay, yeah, no, you're good. Stop
thing.
Where I'm going. Yeah,
nah,
I'm going.
That was good. That was good, T. That was good.
Yeah, so
that ain't it though,
because the scent, the scent I want on my body is called Kiana, but you know what? I need to know what's behind that smile. I need to know what makes her laugh. I need to know what makes her smile. I need to know what makes her dance naked in the rain. I ain't gonna be able to wear that scent on my body until she shows me that she has more depth in who she is. So, all due respect, I want to tell you what I have on right now, but it's not the scent I want to leave with tonight.
That makes sense. Now, that makes sense. See, I know I wanted to delete it somewhere. I let it go on a little bit more because I hit her with this. I said, after she said, you ain't answer my question from the top, I go, I make sure to use the best deodorant so that you never forget the first night we're with each other and the things that we did. She goes, oh, wow, what things we doing? So this is what I just – that's the last thing she said.
Oh, okay. Okay. So
that's the last text. You want us to collect this up for you?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Go ahead, T.
Exactly.
I'll go behind you.
Look, quick yak, quick yak.
All right, start into it. So read her last message again. Read her last message again. And how long ago was this? How much time were you burning?
This was like 4 hours ago today, like 4 or 5 hours ago. She goes, oh, wow, what things are we doing? See, I'm already thinking about spending some, you know what I mean? Because I've heard Steve kind of go crazy a bit. But I just wanted to get the direct, you know.
Oh, okay. What was the last?
Take your vision.
Yeah.
This is your girl. Stand on it. We'll chip in and we'll help. But listen, this is where you learn to trust yourself and lead your vision and lead her. Because when she comes over to your house, when she comes to your door, the plan can't fall off. So now you got to get used to being as deep as you are right now. So start off what you want to say. Where do you want to lead her? How are you going to lead this?
The way I want to lead this is first by painting a picture in her head and kind of getting that already marinating in her head. You know what I'm saying? So,
what was the last thing she said? What was the last thing she said to you?
The last thing she said was, what things are we doing? She just wants to know.
All right, here you go. All right. We're going to do nature. We're going to play with the food before we play with the pussy. All right. So,
what we want to do.
We're going to tease her.
Can't wait to come over.
Right. So, okay. So, first off, I want to know if you want to play. Do you, if you really want to know, do you really want a sample of that answer? Do you want to play? That's the first thing, because I want the invite. I want her to want to play. So if she wants to play, then I say, let's play. All right. That's number one. Make sure you time out.
I have to warn her.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to warn you.
About to get into it.
Yeah.
She's about to play. Again.
Yeah.
Well, she got the first time, she can't finish.
There you go. Right. You got,
she's peeking around the cave, but there's a bear inside of the cave.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, give it to Cam Crystal Lake. You know, hey, I if you want,
yeah.
I'm telling you right now, you're about to get some, you know, some deep stuff. So again, time mark this at an hour 35 and go back and listen to it. But again, it's a simple thing. It's the shower move. What I want to do is, wait, the next time you want, look, what I want to do is, I don't want to play as far as touching you right now, but what I want to play as far as to see how you can take commands, okay? And what I want to know, what I want you to do the next time you take a shower, or tomorrow night when you take a shower, what I want you to do, first thing I want you to do is, I want you to turn all the lights out in the shower. Why? Because if I were there right now, it's nothing like taking off your clothes when you don't even know what part of me is going to touch you next. My hands, my lips, my tongue. So take off your clothes, okay? The next thing I want you to do is play your favorite music, okay? Because it's nothing like you sucking my dick to the beat of your favorite song. Or you can flip it to Eat Her Pussy. I mean, I don't know how confident you are. But anyway, the last thing I want you to do is, when you take a shower tomorrow night, Let your towel be my lips and my tongue, and I want you to guide me. Take my lips and take my tongue and guide me the way you would want me to be there. If I was there right now, how do you want me to kiss you? How do you want me to caress you? And then what I want you to do is, I want you to tell me about the experience. Let's play. That's it.
And you know what the basic answer was, oh, I'm going to deep dick you, and I'm gonna hit you from the back.
Yeah, I'm hitting from the back, and I'm going to take you, girl. Who's it?
I'm gonna put it in your stomach, man.
Nah,
but not making
sex
the experience.
Yeah,
I'm gonna definitely go back and I'm gonna definitely go back, listen to all that, and kind of make some up. You know what I mean?
You can, the next time you rub that pretty pussy, or a kitty cat, you know what I'm saying? The next time you rub your pretty kitty cat, you know the word to say. Next time you do that, you know, tomorrow night, let me know. You know what I mean? And this is what I want you to do. I want you to close your eyes, and all I want you to do is call me and let me be in your ear and let me tell you what I'm going to do to you while you're rubbing that pretty pussy.
Yeah, that's going to take that confidence, bro. I'm going to have to bring it out.
That's what I'm saying. Don't walk on this like it's ice.
Yeah.
You got to stand.
It's enough.
The moment the demon inside of her comes out of that cage, you better be ready to catch that monster.
Better be ready.
Women get nasty, bro.
No, yeah.
Very nice.
You unlock this out of her.
And I have one more.
Having sex before, but she never had.
Different panties, nasty.
It's a whole different nasty, bro.
Yes.
She started telling you her panties.
I got one more right here. And this was just, I just want to know, the way I took this, is it, the girl hasn't replied, but I just kind of wanted some feedback on the way I took it. So she liked my thing. She sent me a heart emoji. And I go, appreciate the hard eyes, although great things are better enjoyed in person. So instead of liking me on here, how about we get together and see how well we like each other? She hasn't replied yet. It wasn't too long ago, but how do you think
she sent you hard eyes. What did you say again?
I said, appreciate the hard eyes, although great things are better enjoyed in person. So instead of liking me on here, how about we get together and see how well we like each other?
Wait, what did you
say?
What did you do to get the hard eyes?
You might have posted
nothing. She just, that was her first text. She just sent me hard eyes.
Okay, so let me tell you. Okay, if she sent me hard eyes, okay, what I want to do is, I want you to take a photo. I want to see the woman that made the hard eyes. I want to see what you're thinking. I want to see the depth in what you're seeing. I can see things in you. Take a photo. Let me see you right now. So then I can tell you what's on my mind. Because I can't tell you what's on my mind with hard eyes. Oh, you want me to freeze if you want to break? Am I going to do? You want me to freeze real quick so you can break it down? That freeze? Okay. Yeah. No.
Go ahead,
so what I'm saying to you is that I want you to lead her. See, I want you to train her that the hard eyes are okay, but this is the depth in which you where you also messed up, because you texted what you said. It would have more impact if you just pressed your phone and put your voice and be like, hey, sexy, this is what I want you to do, right? And then when you do that, now listen, I'm going to show you, I'm clean this up for you. So late tonight, before you take your cake ass to bed, you get on your phone and send her a voice message. You know, I was thinking about your hard eyes tonight. You know what? I just want to say to you, you have a good morning. I look forward to talking to you, and I hear from you soon. And you just, that's all you got to do. So when she wakes up in the morning, there's a gift writing on her phone that she's never experienced. Remember, the average surface dweller, they don't talk to women.
Hey, what you doing, Marcia? How you doing?
Yeah, all that technical. Yes. Yeah, you want voicemail. You want to keep playing that shit all damn day, and then she's going to show your COVID-19 virus to her friends. Look what he said. Listen. All she's doing is passing your virus around, okay?
The drug. She's pushing that drug.
I mean, exactly that. Like I said, it's playing with your food. Your food is there. I mean, we're talking about women who are not only alley-ooping you, they're giving you the perfect situations to go into.
That's
what you want to do. I mean, dog, that's like running into the lion's den and pouring blood out your hands.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do? He's asking for you to leave.
Now, once you get her, okay, once you get her, what I want you to do is, this is another thing I want you to do. I want you to tell her to go in the bathroom and pull her panties down. Take her panties off at work. And you want to play a game with her and tell her to take the telephone and slide it between her legs, put it on vibrate, and then all you do is just keep dialing the number and shit. Just keep dialing the number and let it vibrate. That vibrate is going to be a different vibrate than the vibrator that she has. But I'm just saying
that. I never thought about that.
Either. Well, you're not supposed to. That's our job. See, that's why we are what we are, because we take beyond your surface. You know what I mean? We got
guess what? She never heard it. She might be hesitant or scared or nervous, but it's a good anxiety. It's an experience she never had. And then y'all wonder why these women be attached the way they do, why they feel the way they feel, because they never felt this before and they want to hold on to that. You fuck her mind.
I'm definitely picking up game for sure. I do like the analogy of what you guys say, play with the food a little bit, because it makes so much more sense. Because when you lead her on that much and she has that much craving, I feel like it's just such built up energy. You know what I mean?
Well,
and if you make sure you don't fold your back,
every other guy's gonna do is just go straight for the kill. It's no fun. It's not interesting. He's just gonna fucking then roll over.
Yeah, they get that all day.
Just open the door and just get, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, that's what you want to do, play a game like that.
Yeah, call it. And here's another game you can play. You know what? I want to come over there, and I don't want to have sex with you. I don't want to do nothing. You know what? I just want to give you a full body massage and leave. That's all I want to do is I just want to rub you down with some soft music, say some nice things in your ear, and touch you from head to toe, and then walk out that room. Alan, you're not going to walk out.
See if she lets you leave.
See if she lets you leave. Right.
See if she lets you leave.
She ain't going to let you go, dog. Yeah, full body massage. You come down there and tell how soft and sexy she is. You're going to be like, all right, babe, I'm about to go. As soon as you go, she's going to come down and get you to bring your ass back over here.
I think I'm definitely gonna have to start having some people pushing my drug, or some ladies, I should say. So I mean, shit, I'm gonna let y'all go to appreciate the info.
All right, man, we'll let you go and get the next caller. All right, great call, brother. Great call. Thank you, Sam.
All right,
Eric code 678, sir. What's your question?
Steve, you're killing them with the examples today, man. We usually just play with the topics and the talks, and they don't understand the depth of the real life examples of what's actually being said to these women.
Mm-hmm.
The levels that we all right. Listen, because she might even be at the surface herself.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I'll tell a girl, being intimate with me, I'm gonna have to introduce you to yourself first.
Exactly, and show you things that you've never seen before in your life. And I'm gonna make you cry, and you're not gonna cry because you're in pain. You're gonna cry because of the excitement that you know that when you get off of work, you get an opportunity to allow me to find things in you and bring you to depths in which you're going to drown. But, baby, don't worry. I'm not going to let you drown, because every time you call, I can go on and on. But, see, that's how game works. Right off the top of the dome. 678 Zoin. What's your question, my brother? What's up, man?
We really too much alike, bro. This is crazy.
Welcome to the dojo, baby, man. Have no fear, Taekwondo, man. PBTT, Buzz, man. Now, listen. I got a question. All right, how do y'all go deep on certain topics, like for y'all YouTube videos? Because believe it or not, I do YouTube as well, and the reason why I do YouTube is because I went through certain things in life, and with confidence and all that, and I basically wanted to do YouTube to, like, you know, put myself out there and just, you know, be me. And stuff like that. And I also want to help grow other people as well for certain things in life. So That's why I chose to do this route.
Well, sir, okay, I've been doing this for over 30 years, so I was kind of like before YouTube. But again, see, this is what game is about, what people don't understand. See,
they think it's a YouTube thing or on camera. Or, listen, I'm not who I say I am in my videos. I'm actually even worse. If you would have looked at my phone, you would have wired me up when the girl's in my car, in my bedroom. I'm worse. I'm not who I say I am, bro. I'm way worse. Way nastier, way deeper, way, listen. It's not a switch that when I say, all right, I'm about to record, let me just, let me think. It already was here. Before I even came in, it was people in life.
The reason why
I'm sorry?
The reason why I'm like that, too, is like, I don't know, it's just, when I'm about to go deep, because I think about it a lot, I'm about to go deep, but then next you know, I'll be like, dang, when will somebody watch my YouTube video, and they be like, all right, he don't know what he's talking about. You know what I'm saying?
So but see, you're not really going, okay, like Taekwondo said, is that the things that he and I are saying to you guys out there, nobody on earth is saying, okay, that's the mindset. So we're foreign aliens to these people out here, but what we're saying is sticking because they can see the confidence. They can see how we're having a good time. We're laughing. We're not taking ourselves seriously. He's being the bad cop today, and I'm being the good guy with the halo. So it's a really shock, right? But we're having a great time today.
If that's your fear, you know, you drop something now, you talk about something, and they say he doesn't know what he's talking about. Listen. Famous quote in Buddha, I am not who you think I am. You are who you think I am.
Mm-hmm.
So going into that with that person that thinks that, they think that they know that you don't know what you're talking about. And all you're doing is talking.
Yes.
Only you know. And guess what? You could be wrong. And someone telling you you're wrong or someone bringing some information which could help you is not a problem. This will only help you evolve. Two minds debating and you know, objectively going at a topic, is this a bad thing? Wouldn't you want to know that you're wrong or you're following lies or you're false? Wouldn't you want the better version of yourself? You see, I already want that, so I test myself, I encourage tests of me, and I always, always stay evolving. It's not a bad thing. Since when did someone calling you out become a bad thing? Or questioning you become a bad thing?
Yeah, they can question you. Don't be upset at what if they question you as a man, that's a problem because then they're looking at the mentor versus the message. If you have a thing with the message, go ahead and ask a question because if you need clarity, see, what you got to understand, what we do is there's a lot of young men that need clarity and sometimes they ask questions where they really have other questions to ask. They'll say, well, what do you think about other guys doing this when they want to ask a question for themselves? So we've got to be able to see, you know, I'm a big ass kid. So there used to be a show called The Thundercats, right? And this guy named Lionel used to grab the Sword of Omens and put that mug to his eyes. And he would say, Sword of Omens, give me sight beyond sight. And what you're seeing, you got two men right here that have sight beyond sight because we see as soon as you open your mouth, we know your story. And that's the amazing thing that we have. But guess who else knows your story? Women. So it's very important that you are stand on your square on everything that you say. Defend that position. And never let someone throw you off your square. T would say you, brother.
You don't even have a choice. Like, why are you giving yourself a choice?
Mm-hmm.
Because you say it or not, you believe it. You just going like, let's say, just believe it inside your head and that's just fine. You still believe it whether you're putting videos out on it or not. So what changes? The only difference is your tail is tucked between your legs and you making less content and you still living in fear. You still believe it. You still want to say what you want to say and you still can say what you want to say. If the idea and belief is still there.
Yeah. All right.
So we got to grab with the calls. But, yeah, the young man, don't let any – listen, if someone has a question – this is the thing about game. People can question and ask questions, and it come from different ways. But remember, if you're one thought, one mind, one way, it doesn't matter where they come from because your answer is always going to remain the same. You never change what you are for somebody else to try to appease them. You must please thyself first. Okay?
Yeah. I get what you're saying. All right. Appreciate it.
She's cute. All right. So, all right, brother. We'll throw you back in. We got another call. Good, quick question. 601, then 631 up next. 601, what's up, brother? Oh, wait. 601, guys. Oh, 601, what's up, brother? How can we help you?
What's up with it, man? I'm going through a situation where, like, a girl want me to be jealous or something. Like, she's telling me about the guys that come up to her at the gym, and people that come up to her. And how
listen, I would have stopped it right there. I would have stopped it right there. You don't want to hear that, do you?
No.
You don't.
I don't want to hear that.
You don't hear that.
It is, like, I want to get mad.
You don't want to hear that, yes or no?
I don't know how to handle it. Nah, I don't.
You don't,
I don't.
You don't want to hear that. So don't listen. Tell her you don't want to hear that. Tell her not to talk to you about that. Or if this is coming from a place of insecurity and she's just talking to you about her day, which women do. Man, Faye, just keep going in the story, man.
Yeah,
keep going.
I want to ask real quick. You said she wants you to be jealous, or is she trying to make you jealous, sir?
I feel like she's trying to make you jealous.
By talking about other men and talking about the guys hitting her at the gym, right? Well, you know, hey, you got two routes, brother. I'm going to give you two ways you got this, brother. I got you. Hey, always remember your boy Steve got you. Hey, and when you smack him, when you smash him in the back, say, Steve, this for you, and pop that ass for me because I got some stuff for you. Listen, you got two ways at this. Way number one is this. When she's telling you about the gym and the other guys, man, baby, you know what? I'm glad you had a great day because you know what? When I went to Walmart and everything, there was a lot of the sexy women that I ran into and I was talking to all day. When I went to go get McDonald's, all I did was ask for two all beef patty, special sauce, Tennessee cheese, pickles on this sesame seed bun, number one. And then the woman at the counter, they were smiling and everything. It was like they were flirting with me, baby. Now, that's way one, okay? Fight fire with fire. Or number two, baby, let me talk to you for a second, baby. Baby, you know what? I love spending time with you. I enjoy all this stuff. But, baby, I think you don't understand me the way I think I need you to understand me. Listen, if you ever disrespect me like that again, you're gone. No, baby. Wait. Don't get mad. Just listen to what I got to say. Just listen to what I got to say. I'm not a sucker. Babe, do I look like a bitch to you? No. Then why do you think you want to treat me like one? Because I don't want to know about other men because I know you're attractive and I expect other men to talk to you. So I'm fine with other men. I'm not bothered by the other men. What I'm bothered by is the disrespect that you have to bring up other men in my presence. So baby, this is what we're going to do. You do that again, you're gone. Now, do you understand me? No. Do you understand? Okay. Now, baby, pat her in the ass and just keep rolling on. So I gave you two ways, dog.
Now, how did you handle it? If you didn't talk to her to hear her talk about other men, what did you tell her when she does it?
I just kept telling her, like, you know I like you, right? And asking her, like, no, I like you. No, I'm part. You know what I mean? Making it known. You feel sad? But that's also a
you know I like you?
I like you?
You know I like you.
Tell her that.
Wait. Hi, you know.
How much do you like her when she's talking about other men? That might be a little weird, bro. She started talking about the men and you told her you like her?
Nah, but it's like I'm trying to make sure she know that. Like, she, like why you talk about that? I like that. So, what's she talking to other men for? You know what I'm saying?
So you're the girl in the movie when the two characters are fighting. You say, no, please don't shoot. Please. No, stop.
I
like you. Stop it. Please stop talking about other men. Please.
My feelings are hurting, and I just wish that you would have enough compassion for me. I just like you.
Damn.
What? And you know what you're saying,
damn,
right? You know what you're saying? You're saying this. Well, when that other guy comes over, can I hold your legs up while he's smashing?
Bro, you're treating the rest of you for disaster. You know what I'm saying?
Dang, even what I thought I was trying to do.
No. You're a winner. Winner, chicken dinner. Come on.
Don't mind that.
I like that.
Yeah, that was all I had. Appreciate it.
Does she wait?
Yeah, don't leave.
Does she still do it?
Does she still? She did it like 2 days ago. Not written out.
Call right now.
All right, baby, come on, hey, dog. We got two sharks on here, dog. You have to be willing to listen.
I'll be willing to cut her off, though.
Yeah, I need to get my belt. This is a championship moment, man. This is all you. Relax. Woo-sah. Now, listen. This is what I want you to do. We want you to call her. Now, which road you gonna take? You gonna take the road where you were talking to other women and stuff, or you gonna take the road where you gonna tell her, you know, control the situation? What you gonna do, dog?
I'm gonna control the situation.
All right, now wait, now this one's you. I want you to say, "What's up, sexy? Be cool with it. Hey, what's up, sexy? What you got on right now? Damn, you know that's my favorite color. But you know my favorite. You know I like the best of you. You have your clothes off versus on. I'm sorry. This is how my mind is. See Taquan good at me. See, every time we get around this guy, my mind just raced. But no, so go ahead and call her, and we'll be quiet. Okay, stay firm. Now realize. That you may lose her by being a man, okay? But you must make that sacrifice.
And you is it warm in your house? And,
yeah, what are you doing?
She going to feel that you're trying to talk about something that you don't want to address.
Well, I was kind of wondering if... No, brother, come on, man. Listen. If you don't do this, okay, you do understand or overstand that she's going to see you as a... bitch, right? Okay. Now, before we do, I want to prep you with a grassology.
See, you about to do it.
Right. Before you do it, let's do grassology. Hold on. Listen.
From the book Grassology. Grassology rule 3. Everything you do is a reflection of yourself. If you don't talk to her, you're a bitch. If you make excuses, you're a bitch. If you can't text, approach, and spit-yak to her, you're a man. Just kidding. You're still a bitch. Why? Bitches do what bitches do. I don't know. I'm a man.
Okay, so that was grassology. So, come on. No more eating grass. We want you to eat meat. Eat meat.
All right.
Okay, now, call her. We'll be quiet.
Take a bite.
Yeah, we'll be quiet. Eat that meat. Get off the grass. Eat the meat. All right, so you call her, okay? You got 20 seconds. We here. See, you're going to do this. She makes me laugh. Hey, I'm trying to see. Look, he's the bad guy today. I'm trying to be a good guy.
Oh, yeah, go do it.
Here you go, dog. Go and do it. Go do it, dog. You got it. All right, I'm counting. You got 20 seconds. Here we go. What did it take 10 seconds? Oh, I don't hang up on him. He's scared. All right, Eric, code 631. You got to clean this up for him. 631, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Folded like a piece of paper.
Like he folded like a lawn chair. 631, are you there, sir? We got to move on if you're not, sir. 631, going once. 631, going twice. All right, good luck to you, sir. Eric, code 786, what's your question, sir? What's up? 786. 786, hello.
So to the next call.
I guess we have to go to the next call. We can't hear you. I just want to make sure.
Everybody's scared now, man.
Don't be scared, guys. We don't bite. Don't be scared. This is bad. Let's go to the next guy. You got three more. 267, 469, and 813. This is gonna be the we're going in 617. We're bringing in
Philly, Philly area code 267.
Yeah, okay. 267. What's your question, sir? What's up?
Hello?
Yes, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Good, G. It's good.
Up, Todd. Up, Steve. You guys. You guys make really good content. Just appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
My question is on the journey towards being a man. I noticed that I compare myself to other guys. How do I switch myself from that mindset into staying focused into myself?
Are you trying to sleep with other guys?
No, I'm not trying.
Well, no, I gotta ask because I don't understand your surface dwellers, so I gotta ask a question. So you're not trying to
get another guy.
It's a serious question because if you're comparing yourself to other men, then there's something about his pecs that you like, his arms. I mean, I'm just asking.
You're an athlete or something.
Yeah.
It's the competitive nature.
You have to combine. Because the real deal is that no man compares.
No man. Sir, you there?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, listen. What I'm saying, listen. A man never compares himself to a man. Who I want you to compare yourself to is who you were yesterday and see what the comparison is. Am I different from who I am yesterday? Don't ever look at another man and think that you're not better than him. The biggest problem that you surface dwellers have is that you look at a guy who may have more muscles, who might be taller than you, who might be cute if you judge guys and how they look. I'm just surface dwelling for a second here. And all these other things that y'all do, y'all do it for these wrong reasons.
Y'all start even imagining a successful woman. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I won't go for her because he's talking to her at the same time. And you know, I never went in. That's why you don't win.
Right. So, but what do those guys have to do with you, though? Why are you comparing? Why are you comparing yourself to other men?
I just see like the people around me, like my friends, is like a benchmark or like a stable to like know where I have to be or where I have to go past.
Brother. Listen. Here's the problem with a lot of surface dwellers have. Y'all get around friends, okay? And you see their relationships and you think they have the perfect relationship. A lot of these guys are getting abused, mistreated and everything. And these women that they're with are treating them very bad, but they're just acting like they're happy around you and you're automatically judging them. Listen, what they are and what they're not is none of your business. Taekwondo said that earlier today. It's none of your business what people think about you, nor you should never have a thought about them. Does that make any sense, sir?
Yes, sir.
T, what you say on that, brother?
Thanks, sir.
I don't understand why. Where's the end means of it? You said something like, you know, comparing yourself to your friends with some sort of benchmark. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? Are you a leader of the pack, or are you in the sidelines with the draft board writing numbers down?
Yeah.
I want to be a leader. I have another question. How do you properly learn to control yourself and like channel your game?
Let me ask you a dumb question. Mm-hmm. Okay, keep this game. All right. If I want to know how to cook, do I go to a lawyer, an accountant, or a culinary school? What do you think?
Culinary school.
Okay, so one more thing. If I want to be a lawyer, do I go to a culinary school, a law school, or an accounting school?
Law school.
Okay. So if you want to learn game, where do you think you need to go?
Yourself?
Wait. I'm sorry. Wait. Let me slow it down for you. If Johnny wanted to cook, where would Johnny go? Would Johnny go to a culinary school, an accounting school, or a law school?
Culinary school.
Okay. So if you want to learn game and want to grow and evolve, where do you think you need to go?
I need to play the game.
Okay, wait, okay. All right, wait, maybe I'm not connected right. Now we're not connecting. Maybe it's me. I'm not being funny. I'm not explaining myself well enough. If you have no game, why do you think you need to study yourself? If you have no game, don't you think that you should go to Taekwondo or Sneeta D. Williams? You want to go to Taekwondo or Stevie Williams? So now let me ask you. Now, if you don't have game, what do you think you should do?
Learn from others. Or
who?
Practice.
You know what? Okay.
Taekwondo.
Right. Wait. Who? Wait. Say it again.
Taekwondo.
Oh, that's it. Hold on. Yes. Oh, I knew it. Oh, man. I knew you had it in you, brother. I knew. We just had to pull that shit out of you. You see us, A&T? We got you.
Yes, sir.
So that's your, okay. We got a few other calls, but that's your answer. But hey, you figured it out, and I didn't even have to tell you. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. We'll get back at you, brother. We got three more calls, and we're wrapping this up. 469-813, then 786. 469, sir. What's your question? How can we help you?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. So first and foremost, basically, I want to say my issue is not really going to be like most of the niggas calling in.
Oh, you
really got to.
Okay, hold on. Okay, you're already lost. Ooh, let me tell you something. When you say what you're saying, you're going to get killed. Don't say that, because what you're doing is you think you're better than the other guys. But I promise you, what you're about to ask us is going to be on the same level as the other guys. So don't do that. Don't say my question is not like them because I'm not like the other guys. That's not how you do that. Be a student of the game. Just ask your question.
Don't throw the bird.
Yeah. All right. So go ahead. Ask your question.
All right. So, I mean, I'll explain. You might understand what I meant, but I'll explain.
Wait. Just ask your question. If we need the clarity, we'll
right,
ask
right.
you.
I'm going to get to it. I'm trying to figure out why.
No, go ahead and ask your question. We're listening.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out when I met this one shorty that I actually would consider taking seriously,
Sir, if I ask what 2 + 2 is, just tell me 4. Don't tell me about Miss Crabtree. Don't tell me that you waited in line or you gave her an apple. Just tell us the number or the thing that we're asking. Ask us the question.
I'm getting to that.
Well, you can see here's the problem. You don't wait.
You're gonna get to the question though.
You don't need to get to it. You need to ask it, because we don't need to hear your story unless we ask it. Because we already know that you have confidence issues, you don't know how to fuck, you don't know how to eat pussy, and you don't know how to kiss. I can tell you that by just hearing you. But that's here nor there.
Nah,
so
I'm gonna be honest
okay,
with you. Okay,
but what is your question? All right.
My question is why do I start acting like a simp little bitch whenever I start getting feelings for this girl? I don't normally get feelings for a lot of women. This is not like a thing that happens a lot, but I met this one shorty.
Wait, sir, you don't need to tell us
anything. My bad, you're right.
So, and for all those that listen to it, he apologizes for saying what he said, saying that he's different from y'all, when actually, sir, you're worse than these other guys, because they at least were being honest about themselves, and you came in with a lie. But that's here, no there. Let's skip all that. Okay, so here's the problem. The problem is why you're a simp. I'm just rewinding.
Limp.
Yeah,
come
just,
a limp. Limp.
Yeah, a limp. A limp. I'm sorry, a limp.
My fault. Yeah, Twitter.
A limp. Let me tell you why you're limp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You cannot fuck. Your fuck game is terrible. You cannot kiss. You don't know how to eat pussy. You don't know how to talk yak in her ear. You don't know how to be smooth, romantic, sensual, sexual, naughty, nasty, kinky, or dirty. You don't have laws, any rules, any codes, any principles, any narratives. You don't have a mission statement or a vision statement for yourself. You're not even leading by yourself, because you put the woman above yourself, sir.
Therefore, the only thing you can do is be a limp.
And all you can be is a limp. And that's with an L.
So, okay. my response to that is, do you have something to say, Todd?
No, go ahead. You just got to understand, because if you are what you are and you don't stand on that, whether it's a smooth
right.
guy, ladies man, a talker, a lover, you can be a relationship dude. You can be, stay what you are. You see, the plan falls apart. The ship sinks when she gets on board, and it wasn't even able to handle itself.
Okay. I get what you're saying. But, like, the thing is, right, you know what I'm saying? I hear you when you're saying that, like, I hear what you're saying when you talk about describing
game
this shit,
is bad, right? Yeah, all that.
Yeah, I'm hearing you, right? But the thing is, right? That's not. I don't think that's true because I don't have an issue with. You got something to say?
So you don't need to continue, sir.
Yes.
You just admitted you're a limp. You just admitted that, okay?
Well,
a man has sexual confidence. A man can make her toes curl here. You are cupcaking a surface-dwelling perk because you have no game because you're emotionally attached to her. As if she, because the dick is a little whack.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Can I ask him back to it?
Sure. Go ahead, please.
Okay. So this situation happened a minute ago. And
time out. What's a minute ago? Please say like yesterday.
Like a while back. No, this was a while back.
This is a while back.
The thing is,
what
right?
is a while back?
Like,
what is that? What is a while back?
COVID
we can hear
back.
This. What
like,
is a while back?
Like beginning of COVID type.
Caller. What is a while back so we can get clarity on this? What is a while back?
You didn't hear me? I said like beginning of COVID type shit.
Wait. So COVID was like in 2019,
two years ago.
So wait. So you, wait. Now, all our taekwondo aficionados, now do you see you came in here disrespecting the guy saying you are not like them, you're different. You are.
You're right. I shouldn't have done that. You're right.
Yeah, but no, I'm saying that you're worse than them because you're asking us a question from 2019.
Right.
No, wait. 2019.
Bro, how are you still thinking about this, bro?
Because that's why I was trying to get the backstory to help fill you in. So, look, that's why when I ran into this one shorty, I realized, I was like, bro, I don't even act like this with other women I talk to. I was like, why am I acting like, you know, basically a limp? Then, long story short, basically stopped talking to her, yada, yada. I realized, and I'm asking pretty much how do I prevent this from happening? And, like, mind you, whenever this shorty is like, she don't fuck with me. She see me. She is straight curve. It's not like that. Like when I say it's really more of like you would think she fuck with me. Like based off the way she acts. And I'm not trying to sound like ignorant or like anything like that. But it's more of like I realized I acted a certain way in the past. I didn't like it. And I want to know what I could do to change that moving forward and to help prevent this from happening again. Does that make sense?
No, what do you mean does it make sense? What are you talking about? Now, you're talking about someone from 2019. So are you trying to say that Are you trying to say that she's important? Is this woman important?
She important? I mean, not necessarily. What do you mean important? Like,
well, because you're talking to us about someone from 2019.
All right, listen. No funny shit. We've been listening to you talk for about 5 minutes, and I don't know what happened. I don't know what you want to happen. Like, what is actually going on? She makes you act like a limp. Did you meet her before COVID, or was it the last time y'all stopped talking?
I'll say this. I'll try to sum up what happened.
Did you meet her? But wait. Just answer this question directly because we got to have some type of format here. Just like, you know,
right.
So you met her before COVID.
I knew. So we knew. I'm like.
Did you
meet her before COVID? I mean, I didn't start talking to her, but I started hitting her up as soon as, like, around COVID started.
When's the last time you talked to her?
January. She went away to what's it called? A different school and shit. So, I mean, like, there's no point for me to try to stay in her phone or nothing.
Yes, sir. Sir, listen. If Johnny needed to cook learn how to cook, where would he go?
Cooking class.
Right. And if you need to learn game, where do you go? Where do you think you need to go?
I mean, I'm watching the dojo, man. I'm in there. I'm in the video.
No. Okay, wait. It's one thing being in the dojo, which is okay. But are you?
Okay, Steve. Well, let's ask him this. All right. So, what are you trying to gain right here? Like, what are you saying to yourself?
The thing is, look. You know what I'm saying? I've been watching Ty's videos, you know what I'm saying? And I learned a lot, not even just from women, just, you know, about the other things he basically teaches people about. And I realized I was simping over this shorty, and that pretty much stopped. Like, I cut that shit off. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not letting that happen again, but I'm trying to figure out
Let's dissect this. Don't just skip over the thumb and then the arm and then go straight to the leg. What was the simp behavior that you recognized?
When I started texting her, how I started texting her was her friend basically threw me the lob. She said, "Yo, my friend fucking with you." I said, "Bet." Hit her up, yada yada, got the number. I'm texting her. I realize we have a little bit more in common. Her reputation, she's not really like a hoe or nothing, so she's cool. And then I started basically putting her on a pedestal. I started doing a lot, over texting. Bunch of just whack shit. And then once I realized I was doing that, I'm like, bro, this is not getting me no fucking pussy. This is not getting me nowhere. The thing about this is I don't do this with any other women. Believe me or not, I really don't. I don't put women on the pedestal. They're not a priority in my life. I got other things to handle. It's just this one shorty, this one time made me act out of character. I didn't fuck with it. I cut it off. So stop talking to her. Well, I'm calling you. I'm talking to you guys to figure out why was I like this? Why the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Am I making sense?
Yeah, you are making sense. Sir, again, why are you lying to yourself?
What do you mean?
Well, okay, I understand. See, you know the difference between hearing information and listening to information? You're listening and hearing Taekwondo, but you're not taking the information and incorporating the information in. And that's where you're going wrong.
You understand better?
Well, it's not to help you understand because you can't, you're on your surface because you're surface dwelling right now. So your listening skills are not that real tight. But you need a mentor. You cannot do what you're doing right now without a mentor. Okay? So you need to go that extra step and get with Taekwondo and get some coaching.
Bro, because, you know, just listening to you, you're lying in the sheep's den.
Yeah, man.
Shoot. It's like, I mean, you know, the last time you talked to her was January. She's at another school, you know, which I'm assuming is probably a distance, untravelable. Has she made any type of intention or, you know, effort to like contact you?
No, she hasn't. And
all right, wait.
I don't.
Was the end of the last time y'all talked? Would you consider bad terms?
Bro, that's the thing. No, I can explain to you I'll give you a rundown of how this shit works.
Explanation doesn't matter because look at it on paper. It's been January. March 17th. She has not made any effort to reach out to you.
Right. Do you have her number right now?
I do.
Okay. Well, are you ready to man up?
I mean, the thing is, right?
Now, before you call her, let us know what it is. What do you want to talk to her about? What's on your mind? What do you want to get across to her?
What I want to do with this
girl.
Wiggle
around. Face it in the mirror. If there's nothing you want to get across, which we know there is, if there was nothing you want to get across, you would have left it where it was. But there's something weighing on you, bro. There's thoughts or feelings or emotions. This shit is still clinging to you and you're fighting it, which makes it worse.
Yeah.
It's a porcupine needle. The more you try to pull it out, the deeper it gets in. So face it. Deal with it.
Okay. So what I want, so basically you asked me what I want from this woman?
Yes.
Is that the question? Yes. I want to get her one-on-one. I want to pick her brain, and I want to see if she was actually anything worth, she was actually worthy of that pedestal that I put her on back then.
Okay.
No. You just worded it. You're still lying to yourself,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Come on.
Okay. Because I'm going to ask you a couple questions behind that. So that's what you're saying you want to do. Right. Real shit.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Quick. I'll tell me why. Why do you want to do that?
Why do I want to do that? Because I think, honestly, bro, I've been kind of lonely in terms of, like, relationship-wise. I'm not really, like...
Wait, call it. We got two other guys waiting. So before we ixnay the call, hey, can you just call her right now and just say, hey, it's been a while. How you doing? I want to get back in touch with you. Just something simple. Don't push it. Because you got to reconnect with
her. I'll do that.
All right, go ahead and do it. I know you can do it.
I have no problem doing that.
All right, well, you got 20 seconds. Okay, 20 seconds.
Well, I mean, I could call her, but there's not a way for y'all to hear it, though. You know what I'm
sure
saying?
It is.
Like, I'm in that car.
You have a Cricket phone, an Android, or an iPhone? What do you have?
I got an iPhone.
Okay. So for all my iPhone aficionados, when you make a phone call, all you do, this is this weird thing. It's called merge the call. So you click over and call her, right? And when she answers the phone, there's going to be this little sprocket. Let me draw it for you because you might not. Wait.
I mean,
that's not it. Wait. I'm sorry. It's a bad sprocket.
Ain't she going to see the fact that the calls merged?
No. It's kind of something like that. It's going to look weird because it's going to have the two numbers and it's going to say merge. So what we want you to do is we'll be quiet. You click over and call her. We'll be quiet. And you merge the call. But now you got 20 seconds.
Right?
Yeah, go ahead and call her now.
I'll call her.
Yeah.
But I don't even think she's going to answer.
Okay, I don't care what you think. Are you going to do it or not? Because we're going to move on if you're not. This is the last time I'm going to ask you. Are you going to do it, yes or no?
All right, then I got you. I'll call him right now.
All right, here we got 20 seconds. I'm going to count you down. You don't get to do 20 seconds. We're going to hang up. Ready?
Is she going to answer?
All right, here we go. All right, on your mark, set, go. 20. Other two callers, be patient because I know. He's not going to answer this shit. Okay? Guess I'm at 15 right now. 14, 13, 12. All right, so we have to have him go. Guys, it only takes a few seconds to dial seven numbers. Okay, let's get to 813 and 786, the last two calls. 813, sorry for the wait. How can we help you, sir? What's up?
Yo. Y'all can hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Oh,
yeah, what's up?
All right, so... I had a question, as in, look, so recently I've been a lot more distant from women. I've been, like, keeping more to myself. I used to be what I would consider, like, a whole-ass nigga, you feel me? Like, I was not, like, I was, like, I would have, like, multiple girls. I'd be cheating on girls, whatever. But as I grew older, I just kind of stopped. I strayed away from that, and I kind of felt like I had to push more towards my own purpose and, like, what I had to do and what I wanted to do. But I feel like being away from that way that I used to deal with women, I feel like it has kind of, like, dulled my skills when it comes to talking to women. Because, like, I've been watching The Dojo for a minute, right? But it's like I used to really like it because it would tell me the things that I have done in the past. And it would show me that. And I'd be like, oh, that's what I did, and that's why it worked out. Like, does that make sense? Like, it was, like, sort of like validation. And now, since I don't really speak to women like that and I don't approach women anymore, I let them come to me because I don't necessarily feel like I need to chase them. I don't think that they're a priority in my life.
Jesus Christ.
Your solution to bad results was to stop going for what you want.
What do you mean by that?
Sir, have you ever seen a lion bite a zebra, walk away for a month and come back? Why do you hate yourself so much? Why do you hate yourself? You are beautiful. You're beautiful. You're a man. Why are you waiting for things to come your way?
Yeah.
No, that's
I
not
go
yet.
After it.
Well, you should, but you're not, and I'm asking you why.
I thought that was a distraction. I put too much time and effort into something that I didn't really think that was my purpose. Something I felt like it was a waste of time.
Wait a second, brother. Everything we're talking about is time and effort into yourself. Into yourself. So when do you feel that? Yeah, when are you gonna get around to putting time and effort into yourself? We never said putting the effort into a woman. Everything my motherfucking dog, excuse my language, because he's the bad guy today. Every time he's been talking to you, is he's been making it about your internal mind, working on yourself.
Yeah.
We're not talking about these women. So
it has nothing to do with the woman. It has to do with yourself.
I mean, that was some crazy math that you just did. You know, X plus Y equals 12, and then you just canceled out the whole equation.
My fault. So, okay. The issue was that I thought it was really draining for me. Because what I used to do is I was the type of person that, like, when I was fucking with a girl, I would be what she would want, like, her ideal version of a man that she would want, not in just trying to, and not as in, like, trying to, like, put her on a pedestal.
Wait. Let me stop right there. You don't even know what that is. Because guess what? She might not even know what that is. And if she knows, she may only do it on the surface level.
Oh, he has to be tall. He has to have, you know, long hair, short hair.
She's still on the surface. You have to take, if you're beneath the surface, you sink her in. What is being the ideal man the best way to get the pussy? I can tell you it's not. That is, if I'm everything she wants, I will finally get her pussy. Yes.
It was
crazy.
It's ridiculous, man. Versus doing for yourself.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying, but it wasn't on some, I was trying to make her feel good. No, it was because, like, the way that I saw it was, if I can keep her happy and not bother me, I could fuck with these other bitches. And, like, her, she's giving me what her want and what I want from her. When she doesn't give me what I want, I pull away. And I just...
Okay. Make her do,
like,
what you
want. Yeah. What do you want for yourself? But forget about her. What do you want for yourself?
To better myself as a person?
Go deeper. By doing what? By being what? By seeing what? By moving what? I mean, come on, let's go deep.
By being more of a man.
How?
Quick, off the top of your head.
How? Come on.
Did you see you stop right there? I had to go back and ask you after you were doing all that sucker shit to the woman. You will be able to go play by play, answer for answer. She wants this, and I have to do this for her because I want her to like me, and I want to keep her. And you would have had them answers on roll, but you don't even know what you want for yourself beyond two questions beneath the surface, which weren't even beneath the surface. It was almost like we were about to hand you the ticket to go beneath the surface, but you stopped.
Right. You're not there. You're not at the surface. You're above.
And that is why you lose, not because she wants the ideal man and you weren't the ideal man. And you just had to be better, a man for her and what she wants and she sees. Because she may not even be able to see.
No, fuck her. That's nothing to do with her. It has to do with, I wanted to better myself, and I wanted to better myself in my experience with women and how I talk to women.
That's a lie, because you can't answer the question. How are you trying to better yourself?
Bettering my social skills by speaking with people and speaking with women.
How?
Because I feel like...
About what? What is speaking to other surface dwellers going to help you learn game internally?
I don't just try and talk to, like, women about, like, surface, like boring topics.
I'm trying to put you a game. Game is this. When you are talking to a woman as a man, she's the second person you're talking to. You must talk to yourself and know what you want to say and know where you want to lead her, how you want to lead her. It's like you're like looking into the future. You already know where you want to go, and you just want to lead her to that spot where it hits. But that's the conversation with you first. You don't talk to them first. You talk to yourself first. But here's the problem. You don't believe in yourself. You don't trust yourself. So you're having a lot of disgruntled internal thoughts. That's why you're the – remember, you're the prisoner and the warden. Part of you wants to escape the jail you're in. But as soon as you escape, you get nervous because you're not used to being out there. So you want the warden to bring you right back in. And that's how your thinking is.
Yeah.
And myself are trying to show you how to be the governor of yourself. Because when you govern yourself, the governor tells the warden what to do. Free you. Let you out. Be who you are. But you can't learn your governor if you don't know game. You don't know. You don't. It's the first time you're hearing about this shit.
No, I see. That click in my head because it's understandable. I'm not a master of myself. I'm not the master of my mental kingdom, so I don't necessarily know exactly what I want to get what I want from her to after.
Now you see
what I want
your
myself
doesn't even lie with the woman.
Damn,
you couldn't even open your mouth.
Oh.
Or type that text message.
To
the same exact woman. It's unfortunately I ran into it. And I liked her. I wanted to text her. I wanted to talk to her.
Oh, yeah. Saudi rap.
All these hesitant, conflicted, what does she want? And can I figure this out? I know. She's going to feel that I know. Because I know that I know that I know. Mm-hmm. And this is the firm ground that it stands on. Now, you're like probably like, well, what are you talking about? Just think of the example Steve went through when the guy asked him, well, what should I say to this? If he says that word for word, you know, whatever he wants to say, another guy, you take it in another direction. She feels that you know that you know that you know. And when you don't, she feels that too.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything you think, say, do, feel is a reflection of you. Everything is game, bro.
But that was more of me in the past. So when I talk about that now I'm more of just like, I don't care. I show her who I am, how I am, the way that I am. I stand on what I am, and I don't take nothing else. Like if she's not okay with that, okay, she can get to step in. And usually that it has come to like a point where usually they want to come after me because I don't necessarily show that I want them. I'm doing my own thing, and
okay.
They enjoy me for being me.
The great reason that they like you. Wait, listen to the level that you're playing on. The main way and the great reason that woman like you is because she doesn't know if you like her. Keep that in mind. Hold that thought right there. If you're saying the best thing you have to offer that a person should like is your unpredictability, if that's what you're using to bait people is what they don't know, then what's going to happen when she comes closer, when she sees you for who you are? She don't even want you no more. So you're playing the game of the rabbits in the hat, or the bull, the bull chasing the red flag. Be the bull. Be him.
Yeah.
Timothy Chalamet, him Jung-un, him Turner, and all that. I am what she likes. And guess what? She's going to see me for who I really am because I'm always expressing myself. I'm always passionately being myself.
And the beautiful thing about a man, young man, is that when she peels back one layer, it's a bunch of other layers, a bunch of other doors. It's just endless because men are endless. We're depth. We're depth personified. We're so deep that every time she goes deeper, that she gets hooked in more because of the depth of what she's seeing in herself through us. It's not, we're just being us. But she realizes that we're not surface dwellers. We're not cookie cutters. We're different. There's no man like us on this planet because we are our own men.
And a lot of guys, seeing into that, you're using, you know, that's what a lot of guys go wrong. They say, well, how do I be mysterious? What you do when you approach that like that, right, is you say, well, I'm going to use her curiosity to make her like me. I'm going to use the fact that she doesn't know this about me, not like me. Not the fact that she wants to know more about me. Not the fact that I could feed her a little crumb and she can say, that tastes good. I want the full meal. You see? You're not even yourself in that example. You're using what she thinks you could be. I use what I am. And that's what hooks her. That's what she chases after. That's what she's trying to get closer to that. Off a crumb. Or as Steve says, a drug. You know what I'm saying? She gets a taste of the drug. She's coming back for more.
Oh, yeah. She get hooked on a drug. I'm hooked on
it. So you understand? And guess what? It's an even more potent addiction and attraction and intimacy when that's what she's attracted to and that's what she's holding on, not to this mental game of I'm being mysterious and she doesn't know if I like her. And if she knows you like her, you text her back. You answer her phone call. If she says she wants to come over, you're going to say yes. If she pulled her pants down right now in front of you, you're going to take the pussy. Like you're going to fold, bro.
No, like that. I don't like to give them myself. I don't like to.
You're already giving yourself because you're worried about the woman. You've already lost. You don't understand. You already lost walking out your door because you put too much into the woman and not enough into yourself.
Yeah, when you put her as the priority, you lose yourself in the process.
Listen. You have made a perk special. You made her special, and she hasn't even had to do anything. And you've already given her all. Look, she just moved in. And not only she moved in, you carrying her boxes. Let me put up your frame of your picture and everything. Let me hang out with you. They don't want you, man, because you ain't got no game. Because all you're doing is feminine things. You're running away from you. Men don't do that. We don't run. We run towards ourselves. We don't run away. Why run away from the best things about you? Why run away from those things?
And just think about it, what that says about how you view yourself. If, like I said, the best, I'll use the word bait, the best bait that you have for woman, or the best thing you think you can use where she will like you is
you.
Her not knowing if you like her. You know the only woman that'll stick around for that is a woman with low self-esteem just like you because she needs your validation. So now you're giving her, now you're trying to spoon feed her and use your validation for her to like you. And she's that specific woman has such a low enough self-esteem, she'll stick around and keep chasing that validation. But you know what a woman chases when she chases me? Substance, death, something she knows she can't get somewhere else. I mean, you dudes play on their emotions. I'm a complimenter, and she don't know if I like her or not. And that's the surface, bro. Because guess what? Another guy it can make her. She's still insecure. So another guy comes in. She wants his validation. She wants his validation. And 6-7 months go down the line, she's cheating on you, and you go and cry and complain. Don't trust no woman. I hate women. I hate. Mm-hmm.
Women are not good people in my mind.
No, see, that's – no, hold on, dog.
Women, did you just say women are not good people in your mind?
This is what's wrong with –
Steve, let's hear this. Let's play on the surface a little bit. All right. Why are women not good people in your mind?
Yeah, please.
When I say women are not good people, it's not to say that they're just
Why are women not good people in your mind? Say it directly.
As I was saying, it's not to say that they're evil or they're just, they're out to harm.
Explain what you meant. Now you're doubling back. It's not to say that.
Don't double down.
What are they then? Say what they are. They? Say what they are. Why are they bad people? Why are they?
Many women have tried to control me or just tried to take advantage of me or tried to use me for what they think that I can provide for them, but I don't give them that.
Women use you or do you allow women to use you?
They don't attempt to, and then I leave.
A woman can't do anything a man doesn't allow her to do. So don't give me that women use me. You say use me because of how you worship them. You say treat me bad. They're not going to treat you bad. You're training them to treat you bad. So how are you going to blame them when it all falls on the man?
So convenient. So guess what? When they use you, so women aren't good people. And what are you? You're a nice guy. So nice guys finish last. I mean, this is listen. This is the evolution of that.
Not even nice guys finish last.
She tried to use me, and she tried to break my heart, and she tried to lie and steal and cheat. And then, you know, women are just bad, hate women. You can't trust none of these women. Let me tell you something. If there is you walk out your door in the hallway and you see $1,000 on the floor, are you picking that up or not?
The free band.
Exactly. You're the free band. And you're getting mad because she picked it up. So I hear these stories. These women finesse these men, rob their chains. You know, she fucked him and then robbed all his stuff and, you know, flirted with him and he gave her his credit card. And I don't blame the woman. I blame the man for being that.
Yeah. Yeah. Being a lame man. Yeah. I agree.
So what does that have to do with the women though? What does that have to do with the woman?
Yeah. Maybe it's just my way of saying it. I agree with you. It's not that women are bad people. It's just that men don't know how to handle themselves with women.
Then don't knock women.
And don't say women are bad.
Right. Stop saying women are bad. Women are not bad. Remember,
women are human. Do you know we're both human? Y'all, I mean, the way y'all talk about women is that they just come from a lab or another planet or something.
And yet y'all still scared to talk to them or approach them.
You know why they're scared? Because they're aliens.
I know.
They're aliens to them. Why would you talk to an alien? You don't know nothing about it. Right. How an alien thinks or functions and how to turn an alien on. So I understand why y'all be so scared. Y'all don't know what y'all doing. Y'all understand.
Jesus Christ, bro.
It's not fear, though.
The further you get
fear.
Back, the closer I'm
going to get. I used to do it a lot, and I didn't like to do
You're
like
doing
that
it
anymore.
Now.
So I just stopped chasing them. I just stopped chasing. I stopped going after women.
You
I stopped putting
chasing
effort
them
into them.
You're still chasing them, and you don't even realize. You know how you're chasing them? Because every time you think about them, you're fucking.
He thinks because he ain't say nothing. He thinks because he ain't slide her DM. He thinks because he ain't approach her, you're not chasing him. You're chasing her in the worst way.
In the worst way.
The worst in your head, rent free.
In your head.
You're not the limp that's in 10, 20 girls DM shooting a shot at 20 different girls. You're the limp that is nothing.
No, that's crazy.
No, it's the truth. It's not crazy. It's the truth. You guys actually think that because you waiting for chooses to go or because you don't want to talk to women, everything that you surface dwellers do on that side of the neighborhood of that high pergamy, high value, high status, be on all that goofy shit is for a woman because of a woman. So even though you think you're running away from the woman, she's living hey. Why does she have to go anywhere? She's already got you right here, and you don't even fucking realize it.
Because you got to listen how you think about it, bro, because let's say this. Let's say you say, oh, you know, you can't have a job, and these women won't look at you. And, bro, when you play into these ideas, right, what you give yourself an excuse to be a loser.
Yes.
Not financially, not physically, but mentally.
Yes.
Because what you say is, she won't settle for me, so she should settle for less. I'm not enough. That's what you look like. You like a beggar on the bottom of the ground. Am I not enough? Do I have to have money? Do I need to have power and status? Do I need to work hard every day to be enough for you? You're begging at her doorstep for and I've dropped a video about this on my Patreon. People's currency can't even reach me. Because my self-esteem is measured in Bitcoin. They're trying to give me cash. We have two different currencies. They're trying to attack me on the level.
I like that.
You're dumb, you're ugly, you're good. I don't trade in that currency. So she's I want a high value man. He got to have six figures. She's speaking Mandarin to me. That's all I could care about.
None of my business. She can't buy
shit. Don't live in her world. Live in your world as a man, bro. Like, get all this high value. Why do you even care? Because guess what? If she got five bodies, how many of those five men you think is what you fear so much, a high value man, the top 1% who she never gets a chance? If she got five bodies, how many of those bodies you think is a high value man? If that's all she wants.
I say like three of them is this nigga she let hit. One of them was like one or two, maybe it was a relationship. And if not, then one was just like the one that she like was chasing after the whole time.
Call her. Tell me something. can you tell me the lottery numbers for this weekend? Because apparently you can read and you can read into women and shit. So I just want to know, what are the lottery numbers? Because I'm amazed by how you can read a fucking woman's mind by telling us who she's smashing. So can you let me know the numbers? I got my pen. Let me know the numbers.
Yo,
right,
you must
now
know something we don't.
Yeah, let
man,
me know
the way you just read it.
749.
That one too.
Exactly. Yeah, let me know. I want to time travel.
3, you know, 52. Yeah, right. So the other guys like, we don't even know what woman we're talking about.
Yeah, man.
You ran with your own lie, bro. You don't know.
You have no idea, man.
Cause guess what? Let call it wouldn't make a difference because it doesn't matter.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
I mean,
what,
real quick,
all right, real quick, hey, let's screw everything because we got one more call after this. Why don't you call her real quick? Let's get all this out. Call her right now. Tell her to come over your crib.
Oh, who?
Wait, aren't you talking about the one you've been, all this woman we were talking all this time? Don't you have her number? Or is she a figment of your
imagination? She kind of
far.
She don't really got a
get her in 2 weeks.
Wait. Are you about, young man, are you about to give me an excuse?
So why she wouldn't come over?
You knew it, bro.
Are you going to call her or are you going to give us an excuse? Because you need the nighttime season, coughing, aching, stuffy head fever, so you can rest medicine. Excuse very much. So I'm saying, man, are you going to man up and call her or you want to give us some more excuses? What do you want to do?
And guess what, bro? Listen, I had a good job 2 hours to come see me.
Yeah, you love that?
And listen, in the rain.
Bro, this girl.
If you want to make an excuse.
She used to walk an hour to my house.
She's kind of far. Listen, she'll walk. She'll walk if she wants to be there.
She'll get on the donkey,
and
man.
That's what I was talking about before. She used to, like, there was girls that used to do that. I had business that they would walk, like, she used to walk an hour to my house because she wanted to see
hey,
like that.
Call her.
But,
stop it. Call her, man. We got a last call. Are you going to call her or not, man? Yes or no? I know, T. You.
Like, when y'all be making excuses for
I know,
her,
man. All these excuses. Are you going to call her or not, big dog? Yes or no?
Come on, bro.
Yes or no? All right, go ahead and call. All right, we're going to be quiet. You got 20 seconds.
I mean, he just knew her high value body count. He didn't even, he don't know whether she going to come or not because it's distance.
All right, here we go. 20
seconds. Number? Hold on. I need to find her number.
All right, here you go. Got 20 seconds. Counting down right now.
So I just call. I just call and then I merge it?
Yeah. Merge it. Uh-huh. 14, 13, 11, 2, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
This ain't pick up. That's crazy. That's
yeah, well,
crazy.
I'm glad that you know that you're lying. Okay, anyway, 786, your last call. What's going on? How can we help you, sir? Sorry for the wait. 786.
Yo.
Sorry for the long wait, man. What's your question, man? What's up?
Y'all good. How y'all been today?
Well, we're just doing a show. That's all. What's going on? All
right. Alright, look, I don't really have a question. I just have more like a situation, see if y'all can help me.
Wait, you don't have a question, but you have a situation?
Nah, I have a situation. I need some advice in, though.
So that's a question you're about to ask, right?
I mean, basically.
Yeah, so you have a question to ask about a situation.
Right.
Okay, all right, go ahead, sir.
So I'm a senior in high school, right? And I have this girl in my class. And I've been on her like 2 years ago. I've been on her for 2 years, and we had like, I wouldn't say like we had a, I would say we were just talking, right? Yesterday I found out she had a boyfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I just like, today I just started texting her even more. Like I just felt like desire to, what?
Why are you texting her? Why, if she has a boyfriend, why don't you just respect that man and leave her alone? Or why didn't you put your bid in when you had the opportunity? Maybe she was waiting on you to say something. you didn't say anything, so she felt that you weren't interested in her, so she moved on. You ever think about that?
I mean, I wasn't, to be honest. I wasn't interested in her.
Certain interpretation of your, but your, now, your problem was. Like, what did you think? What's going on? So you were talking to her, you found out she had a boyfriend, then what? Okay. What's going on?
Like, I just found out she had a boyfriend, and all of a sudden,
did she tell you?
She became
did she tell you she had?
Yeah, we were talking, and she brought it all up in conversation.
How were y'all talking? This was over the phone? Was this over the phone, at your house, in the car? And...
Nah. It was like, we was at lunch, and we was talking and shit. I asked her for a favor. It just came up in conversation.
So I'm missing something here, because where is the middle ground of the boyfriend is a problem? Were you and her flirting? Were y'all kissing? Were y'all doing something? And then the boyfriend came up with, like, what's going on?
Nah. Look. The boyfriend's not a problem.
Y'all are friends.
To me,
y'all
it's
are
not
friends. What did you see as a boyfriend?
Right.
So you think we about to teach you how to kidnap him? And
Nah. I just think.
Single now and.
Caller, what do you want to know? What is your question, Caller?
Look, I just want to know, y'all think I should pursue it or not?
Well, wait. She has a boy. Okay, listen. Okay. Young man, this is what
I want
you to oversee.
Like,
Sir, listen to me. Just listen to me, okay? I don't want you to beat yourself up. It's okay. Listen. Every time you were talking to her was an opportunity to let her know that you were interested in her. You just didn't do it, okay? She felt when you didn't do that, she felt that you were more of a friend or saw you as a friend than the guy she's with right now. The guy she's with right now went after what he wanted. You didn't.
You probably could have even, she probably would have even fucked you.
Yeah.
Or give you the pussy or, you know, whatever. Listen, strong enough to have it all, too weak to take it. You didn't take
it. Y'all never talked to a girl that had a boyfriend, though?
Okay, listen.
Listen, I'm going to tell you what kind of guy I was. I don't do this no more. I don't mess with women with boyfriends no more. I don't do this no more. But the kind of guy I was, her saying that during the conversation was almost like she didn't say it. I'm going to tell you that. It's almost like I didn't even hear what she just said.
Right.
She already knew, even if she was going to say that, or even if she knew I knew she had a boyfriend, it wouldn't change anything. Because I'm already putting my bid in, I'm already spitting game to her. Mm-hmm. We already have a flirtatious, seductive relationship.
Yep.
We already know what it is.
And you know what's so good about that, what T is doing, is that then when you take it away from them, that's the best part, because then they feel like they're missing out on something. Did I do something wrong? Why aren't you talking to me anymore? Oh, you're wasting my time. You're playing games. And then she might get a little upset, which is great, but she's in her feelings, and they're going to come right back. But what I'm saying to you, young man, is why should she leave her? If she has a boyfriend, why should she leave her boyfriend for you? Answer that question. Why should it be you?
And then on top of that, you're showing us what kind of guy you are, because you found it out and went over here rather than dealing with the issue right in front of your face.
Nah, I just want
to
know.
You ain't the guy that can make her keep if she was going to.
Y'all don't think it's weird that I didn't find attraction in her, and then when I found out she had a boyfriend, I started feeling attraction in her.
All right, dog. Okay, after the fact, why didn't you put your bid in when you had the opportunity when she didn't have a boyfriend? Why didn't you do it then?
Because I didn't see her like that. I don't know. I didn't.
Okay, but wait a second. Wait. Okay.
Now you want her because she has a boyfriend?
Yeah, that's weird.
Like,
wait.
It's like I like the challenge better than I like.
What do you mean challenge? There was no challenge because you didn't like her at first. You didn't like her at first. And now
right,
she's got
now
a
boyfriend. She has a
boyfriend,
so.
So now she's following somebody's kids every weekend. She's more attractive to you.
All the time.
Not that. It's just, if a girl gives you pussy easy, it's not as attractive as she holds it, right?
But you ain't getting no pussy, though. What are you talking about? You ain't fucking.
Did you fuck?
Fuck no.
Wait, Carlos, did you fuck?
Nah, I'm fucked.
No.
What were any indications or any sign or, you know, as you say, signals that indicated like you was, that she wanted to fuck you?
Bro, I could have fucked. I promise you, I could have fucked.
No, the stuff. Okay, and I'm
I
a
promise
pirate.
You,
no.
I could have fucked. You I didn't say could have, should have, would have, maybe if I think. What was the
bro,
thing?
I'm
sign
I didn't feel her like that. I wasn't like.
What were the signs? What gives you the confidence that you was supposed to fuck, but you didn't, and now she got a boyfriend?
Wait, repeat that.
What were the signs, symbols, chances? What indicates to you that you were supposed to fuck got a boyfriend? That made it felt so easy that you didn't want it.
She just came across as like.
She came across
as like easy.
She came across right.
But well, one thing that comes across is her boyfriend fist.
Right.
You text her phone.
Brother, let me teach you a lesson. Okay, when you go to the mall, and you go inside a store in the mall, and they're friendly to you, is because they're trying to sell you something. So what I'm saying to you is that when she was being nice to you, okay, she was telling you that you're a nice guy, you're a great guy to talk to, a great guy to hang out with. If I'm sad, you can cry on my shoulder. I cry on your shoulder. You're a good guy, and I trust you because you're like a brother to me. It's not she wants to fuck you. Just because, young man, stop thinking that because a woman says hi or hugs you or touches your arm or smiles and laughs at your goofy-ass jokes that she wants to smash. She just likes you. She doesn't want to fuck you, okay?
You could go a long way with that, though.
Bro, what did she – wait, brother, what indication did she do? Was she naked, butt-ass naked in the bed? What did she do to show you?
Let's start simple. Has she ever even been over to your house?
She don't – I've been to parties where, like, if that's what you're asking.
Okay. House.
Right.
Yo.
Not house. I told you I didn't like her.
It's a house. Has she been in your house?
But I'm telling you, I didn't like her like that.
No.
I wasn't interested in her like that.
Okay, wait. How do you know she wanted to fuck you then?
I didn't say that. I just know I could have if I wanted to.
Wait. How, if she's never been in your house, what makes you think she want to fuck you?
I know this is what you're
doing.
You think
she has to.
I'm about to tell you something. You got to catch yourself. Rather than accept the fact that your inaction lost you an opportunity, depending on what kind of guy you are, the opportunity may still be there. But it lost you. Because you didn't act, you lost an opportunity. Another guy hunted her, went for her, and got her.
Yes.
And now because he was a man and got what he wanted, and you didn't get what you thought you didn't want, but you really wanted her now because you wouldn't even care if she got a boyfriend if you never wanted her. But what you're doing is you're using her to feed your self-esteem to prove that you can do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. And here's
you don't even want her. You just want to prove to yourself that you can get it.
And here's some good news.
Your self-esteem is low, bro.
Yeah, here's some good news, caller. Good news is she is talking about you when she's in bed with him, talking about how nice you are, how wonderful you are, and that she's going to go to lunch with you, and y'all going to get... Well, no, I'm saying she thinks you're a great guy when she's in bed with the guy she's fucking.
Right.
So why you? Why should she... tell? Again, you have not told us. Why should she leave that dick for you?
But to be honest, I don't feel like she should leave it. If she leaves it, it's because
okay, sir. I'm trying to be the good guy today because he's the bad guy all day.
Right,
I'll be good. So, sir, with all love and respect, find it in your heart to let my cake ass know. Please, sir. Tell me, why the fuck are you calling us right now?
Well, I just told you I was calling you. What you mean? Let me know. I leave it alone or not? Just let me know that.
You know what can you have? What can you leave that you don't have? What are you leaving alone? You don't have
anything. Could you call her right now? Wait. Are you really him? Could you call her right now and tell her that you've been thinking about her and you want her to come see you?
Nah, here y'all go with this shit.
No,
listen,
man.
Strong enough to have it all, too weak to take it.
Woo!
And
that's me. Hey, I'm doing a robot while we waiting.
Perfect example. Strong enough to have it.
You want me to call and say what?
Let her know how you feel. Let her know, hey, I want to be your man.
I don't feel like calling you would help me out, though.
Huh?
I don't feel like calling you would help me out.
Hey, get on the phone. Try to understand if you can. And I'm a sexy motherfucker in the body of a man trying to freak ladies every day. In any case, how you want to play?
Listen, Carla, are you going to do it or are you going to do it and merge the line?
Yeah. Come on. All
right, listen, you want to do it and merge the line where we can hear it.
Yeah,
Steve, give him the script.
But
okay,
I get y'all trying to get contact, but I'm saying, I mean content, but I'm
saying
you're not going to help me out.
Listen, fuck the content. You about to do what you want
to
do.
You about to get this girl. You all right,
look, just let me.
No, don't let me
why
nothing.
Why would this help me out? I'll do it, but just why would this help me out? Why would me calling her and not telling her?
Service dweller. Listen. Your nuts are about to drop from your stomach, and you about to do some man shit.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and let her. You're gonna call her. You're gonna let her know that, you know what, I'm your man. I want you to let him go. You're gonna be my girl. What's so funny?
I'm not laughing.
All right,
this
so
this is a game, bro.
I know what I'm saying. So you ready
I'm not
to
laughing.
Do it?
Who's laughing?
All right, are you ready to do it? Are you ready to do it?
Demon time.
Yeah, hey, look, I know your heart.
I'm not gonna tell her that shit, but I'll call her.
What you gonna say? Wait. You better not call her and say how's her day and what she's doing
and
what she's doing.
Come on, nah.
You know what it takes. You know what it takes to get what you want, my boy.
Come on, man.
Be about it or see about it.
Yeah, Haruf. Come on, man. Bring that spark out in you.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna watch some Casanova shit? Watch.
Yeah. All right. Go Casanova. That's me snaking you, all young kids. It's a snake.
Hey, give me like 30 seconds. I need to merge.
Wait, go pee. Wait, no. Go to the bathroom because I know you're nervous. Wait, just put the phone down. Go to the bathroom because you're nervous.
Nobody's nervous, boy. Yo,
I said water in your face.
Yeah.
You can.
Come on.
I'm leaving you. You're going to do this shit, goddammit.
Nah, I'm head tweaked out, bro. What the fuck are y'all talking about, bro?
No, go and take a second. Right, no.
We're with you, bro.
We're with you, dog. We're just trying to relax you, big dog. Dog, you're going to get this one. We just need to know before you call her what you're going to say so you don't fuck this up.
We want you to win, bro.
Yeah, we want you to win. Right. What you going to say to her?
But it's 11 where I'm at, though. She's not going to pick up.
I don't give a fuck.
All right.
What is she, 72?
Come on, man. Come on. Right now, she Netflix is in chilling right now. She's like, oh, woe is me. We're up now. Where's the guy that's going to call me right now? She's waiting on your call right now.
I'm going to just talk to her about what she's doing and shit and, like,
Tomorrow
we supposed to go to the beach and shit.
No!
Oh, wait, hold on. You said tomorrow you're supposed to go to the beach.
Right.
Well, it's not me and her, but it's like a group of people. Not me and her only, though.
They don't have nothing to do with you, bro.
Come on, man. We're getting you the man up right now. This is an opportunity.
Bro, I'm trying to man up, but y'all don't tell me what I say, though.
I'ma tell you, let her know that, you know what, I want to be your man. Let him go be with me. You're with the wrong person. You need to be with me right now. That's it.
Okay, don't like that.
straight up now.
What else is it?
That's
it. It is what it is.
Yeah. Come on, man.
You are who you are, and you feel how you feel, man.
Yeah, just let her know what's up, man.
Stand on that shit.
You ready?
Stand on it, guys.
All right, for sure.
All right, now take a deep breath. Okay, wait.
But I don't need no deep breath.
Well, I just,
no, because listen, you know what you're about to do, right? You about to do something that 99% of the no guys would do. And you about to get a result that 99% of the guys who stay on the sidewalk, who stay on the path,
fuck it.
This is a chance to be the champ. You're the champ, buddy.
Hey, y'all got to pay me for this concert. I'm giving up.
Hey, you'll be paying us when that motherfucker give you some of that ass. The fuck you talking about?
You finally get some results.
Yeah, get some results, man. Stop cupcaking.
No, Merge, I just called
you. Yeah, Merge. Hey, wait. Come on, you young kids know how to merge.
Nah, I know, but. Okay.
Don't worry. Don't be scared. You ready? Guess he's calling. Oh, I'm sorry. 15. 14. 13. 12. 11. 10. 9. 7. 6.
But I think she's talking to someone.
Look, this is what I want you to do. Nah, we ain't running from that shit. This is what I want you to do. You text her ass right now and say, call me right now. Text her, say, call me right now. And when that fucking phone rings, you just merge this goddamn call.
How y'all know?
No, we're going to solve this. You text her right now. Call me right now. And then when she calls you and your phone rings, merge it. Trying to run. Won't be running.
I ain't running, but how you know I'm a texter? Like, I want to actually show y'all, you get me?
Brother, text her now and say, call me.
Take your word.
Yeah,
man, you work, right?
Man, you work. Text her right now and say, call me.
Call me right now.
Right now.
That's exactly what I said. I just said, call me.
Now.
Right now, bro.
Quit going to right now. Don't try. Man.
Hand you niggas the ball.
Why would I?
Throw it again. Run the ball.
Stop doing the Charlie Brown shit with Lucy Young the ball away,
all right,
man.
Call me RM. Capital letters.
RM, no, stop.
All right.
Right now, man.
I said right now.
Nah, fuck a RN.
You
that's
said
a,
RN,
that's
bro.
A doctor. Right now.
Bro, that's how we type, bro. Y'all
I don't
type.
Give a fuck.
We, are you like everybody else?
I know. Stop being like everybody else.
Nah, y'all right. I'm chilling. All
right. Right now.
Come on, gang.
Did she read the text? Did she read the text?
All caps. Send of it.
All caps.
Well, you had to yell
at
her.
Why you yelling at her?
Why
you yelling at her?
I'm not yelling.
You about to scare the fuck out of her, dog.
Did you like, oh my God.
It's about to be creepy. It's
not, so she know it's serious, bro.
No, bro.
Okay.
Did we say cap it? I'm just animated.
How do you just find a way to do something
else? I don't...
Hey, he said call right now. And he said say right now. You all caps.
Hey, all caps.
Man, all caps ain't gonna scare him, but.
Guys, we trying, dog. We trying. We trying.
Nah, hold up. Look.
What?
She's going to be some more.
I
not
don't
know. Her
you're finding
and
a way.
She's not
out.
Being her boyfriend.
You're not going to do anything. Listen, okay, all right, let me explain something, young man. If she going to do dirt, why would she do it in a face where rumors can spread and get to her boyfriend and y'all messing around? You need to...
Wait, Steve, they don't understand that, you know, women know how to move discreet. She
discreetly.
Might not even want to talk. She might not even want to talk about this over the phone.
Right.
She. You might say, I'm your man, lead it, whatever you want to say, right? And then she say, can we talk about it tomorrow?
Can we talk about it tomorrow, more tomorrow?
After we leave our friend grouping,
yeah,
that's when she gonna be dirty and you know nasty and she don't want to be on Broad Street with
him. Yeah, when
you know,
that's why I gotta get a 1-on-1 though.
Where? Not okay, like, all right, wait, human. Where are you gonna take her at, human? where are the beach you gonna take her, human?
Big, but we go.
Where, human?
I guess it's not that
where.
Go.
Where? Where? Where are you going to take her on the beach?
Bro,
where?
We got to see that excuse for your country.
Oh, wait. Okay, yeah. Okay, here we go. Yeah, yeah. Come on, dog.
You're about to OD on that.
Yeah, where are you going to take her?
No,
come on.
No,
all right, wait. Okay.
Did she respond to your text yet?
Did she respond? All right, dog.
So delivery.
Have you ever called her before?
But yes.
I'm just saying, because if I call a girl out of nowhere,
invented this girl. Or something?
All right. Okay, wait a second. Hold on. Wait. We're going to do this right, okay? Wait a second. Wait. You got to me. Hold on, dog. I got you, dog. We're gonna do this right. Give me 2 seconds.
Let's do it right.
You know the kids. I ain't the Paul. Wait, let me do this shit right. I got you. All right, we're gonna do something for you because I believe in you. Hold on, watch this shit. Hold on, let's do this right. Wait, let me find this. Hold on. 2 seconds, Paul. I got you, dog. Hold your horses, buddy. Hold on. Here we go. Wait. Let me see. Okay. Wait. Hold on a second.
Man,
okay. No, we got you. No, don't worry. Because don't think you're going to run away from this. We got you. Hold on a second. Hold on, you ready? Hold on, wait. Let me go ahead and play it. Hold on a second. Okay. All right, here we go. Wait, hold on. It's commercial. Hold on, it's commercial ad. No, I got you. I got you, dog. Okay, no. Dad, coach, I got you, dog. Hold on. Okay. All right, you're at the ocean tomorrow with her. I'll be the chick. Tell me what you're going to say to her.
Okay.
She with her friends right now. You're like, oh, I can't believe that. Josh said this thing. Oh, my God. I'm just so shocked. I'm a Pisces. Oh, my God. Okay. Now, what are you going to say to her? All right. Come on. Tell us what you're going to say.
There he is.
What you going to do?
Nah, I'm going to just be like, yo, can I talk to you for a second? Try to get her out
there. Wait. We're going to.